Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the CJ Miller Show on N5D Radio. I'm your host, CJ, also known by some people as Claudia. And gosh, I'm so happy to be back again this week with all of you for an episode. I did a great show last week with some awesome people called Explorations in Oneness to Canada and Back. I had Antonia Hoggins on my show. And I also had Carl Stedman. I also had an appearance by Peter Nelson and Ravinder Gill, all people who are, first of all, Canadians, very cool people, but secondly, connected to Franco Di Nicola in some way. And we talked a lot about Antonia's show that's coming up this Thursday, the 14th, in Toronto with Masaru Emoto, Franco Di Nicola, and James Fu. And they'll also be Peter Nelson and Carl Stedman are going to be playing music there. Another guy who I met this weekend, Milan, who is awesome, he's going to be playing Tibetan singing bowls, and he might be calling into the show. All these people might be calling into the show tonight. We shall see. But I wanted to have this show today as like a part two, so I called it To Canada and Back Again, because I just can't stop myself from going there. I love that place so much. I love the area, Toronto area. And this weekend, I went to the retreat with Franco Di Nicola at the AS Awareness Center in Ontario, Canada. And I am just so psyched because it's actually the name of the town is Lescard, Ontario. I guess maybe they don't call it a town, but a beautiful area. And I'm so psyched because I'm going to have the people that organized the retreat, the owners of the retreat center, the amazing souls that I met this weekend, Elsie and Kevin, their husband and wife team. And they are going to be my guests on the show, and I see them already in the in line for the phone. So I'm going to be bringing them in a moment, but before I do, I wanted to just give a little introduction to them and give you kind of the short version of their history. Just to let you know, this retreat, it meant so much to me because it was at a very cool, like, relaxed place where I actually got to camp out. A lot of people stayed in their home, the house that they have. They have like two houses side by side. There's a lot of land, though. It's 18 acres. One of the places is an old church that's been converted, and we had a lot of the teachings there, and that was amazing, great energy. And then there was a beautiful home that everybody was staying in, and we had a lot of activities there and food, and it just really worked out. We came together as a group. It was like a family. It was so nice, so loving, and so beautiful that I just felt so inspired to have this show tonight to kind of recap all the fun that happened this weekend. And so I asked Elsie and Kevin to come on. Of course, they were delighted. And so I want to give some time to talk about their place and what brought them into this kind of work and what brought them to Franco. And then we'll talk a little bit about the retreat, and we'll have some people come on today that were at the retreat, and we'll just kind of share these experiences tonight. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here with us. And let's go with the introduction. So here I am. Well, the AS Awareness, it's actually called AS Durham Region Awareness Center. And the AS co-creators, they each had something that prompted them to live with a greater sense of awareness. And so together, they came together and they wanted to create a place that was supportive of community and promoting various holistic, integrative, spiritual modalities and activities. So it's a really great marriage of things coming together in this space. And the two of them just hold so much wonderful space when they're doing this this kind of thing together. They made wonderful food for us, both such deep, interesting people. And, you know, we'll get to ask them some more questions about their center, but let's just say, just to start with, it's on 18 acres. Like I said, it's in the Wilmont Creek Commemorative Forest. It's like bordering on their land. So it's beautiful woods that you can go hiking through. It was just such a nice combination of things, and it was only about an hour and a half from Toronto, which is a major city. But let me just give you a short thing about Elsie. So Elsie Faria, she is an artist. She's also a consultant and a wellness advocate with a special interest in supporting those who strive to have a positive impact on their surroundings and on the global community. So she actually had her own instance of a history with a very painful illness, and this is kind of what led her into alternative care and led her on her spiritual path, and that's actually how she came upon Franco's information. And we'll be asking her some more questions about what she does at the center, but she's definitely committed to health, creativity, culture, community and connection and co-creation, and I just loved meeting her. She's a wonderful, wonderful girl. And her husband, Kevin Craddock, is great. I mean, first of all, we were making jokes. He kind of looks like Jesus. Very good-looking, tall guy with nice long hair, but very, very beautiful soul. He's actually a web designer, a musician, artist, and They just make a great team, and they did an excellent job with this this retreat featuring Franco Di Nicola this weekend. So please welcome me in bringing them on tonight, Elsie and Kevin. Let's see how they are here. I'm going to push the button. Hello, Elsie and Kevin, are you here with us?
Hi, CJ. We're here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you for the wonderful intro.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh. Sure. Well, thank you so much. Gosh, I'm so psyched that you guys could be here with me on such short notice tonight.
Of course.
Yeah. So, I felt so comfortable with you both. It was hard to leave. I was like one of the, I was basically the last person there.
We loved having you.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow. Well, it was like meeting old friends again,
totally.
You know, so I definitely hope that I know we'll stay connected, and I look forward to seeing you guys again. But let's just start with, first of all, I didn't give people the website, but what is your website so they can check it out while they're listening to us, if they like?
www.ayus.ca, so it's AYUS.ca.
Okay, great. And so how did you come up with that name, first off, Ayus, and what does it represent?
So it's an old Sanskrit name that embodies the things that we're trying to bring to Ayus, and it basically encompasses the mind, body, the soul, and the emotions. So in that one word, which is an ancient word from an ancient sacred language, we're able to encompass all these modalities and
aspects of life.
Mm.
And that in its simplicity was just what struck us about the names.
Oh, okay, cool. Sanskrit, that's a very ancient language. And so do you study yoga, or is that how you knew of this? Or did you kind of like look it up? And I'm always fascinated by this.
Into a number of healing modalities and mm-hmm. so forth, because I was dealing with pain, and Ayurveda was one that came up. So we attended a few Ayurveda retreats, and mm-hmm. We, started reading about it, and the name is made up of Ayus and Veda, which is Ayus means life, and then Veda is the science of life. So it's those two things combined in Ayurveda. But if you just extract Ayus, then it's it's just life. So we also have, you know, I am kind of screened in the logo behind IS because it's, you know, I am life, right?
Oh, yes, I see that. That's cool. Very nice. I should have asked you about that over the weekend, but I didn't, so I'm glad to hear the story.
Sure.
And I do know, I mean, we talked some about your, you know, what led you. I talked to you, Elsie, about what kind of led you into this work, but I didn't really get a chance to talk to Kevin about it. But briefly, the two of you together, what was it that I know you got, you know, you found this place a while ago, this church a long time ago. And so what was the inspiration to create a retreat center?
I think a lot of the inspiration was from going through the journey with Elsie's health issues and problems and really investigating and coming upon the different ways to try to treat it and looking for these different modalities and searching out these different ways for healing. So with that information, it started to carve our path and lead us that way, which was really the beginning to us deciding, oh, I think we can do something here and offer this and offer a space where people can come together, no matter where they're from or you know what they're resonating at the core, but just come together and experience these different modalities and come together and appreciate each other and connect.
Wow. Well, you definitely did a great job of that.
And the thing
this
I always
weekend,
like to say is you can't really live in a church without having a spiritual experience. So we moved in there in 2000, and then I got sick in 2003, and Kevin also had an experience there on December 21st, 2001. So, and that was before any talk of what was happening on December 21st, 2012. There was absolutely no information on it at the time. We were looking on the internet, and we couldn't find anything. And then gradually, all this information started to appear, and then just take over. So, it was quite interesting that you know, all of this came about.
Definitely pulled universally, and incredible journey, and it still is.
Wow.
We're always in awe, and we're always acting with so much gratitude and love. It's just incredible. We keep amping through these different levels and exchanging experience with all these wonderful people, and for us, it's such a treat. And then when we see people come and relate to the experience the way we do from our perspective, it's absolutely magic.
Wow, that's great. And you, you know, I almost wish that you guys had done more talking at the event. You're a great
it's busy
boy.
In
you
the background, that's for sure.
And we were happy to serve. And
yeah, yeah, you're
so
holding
many
the space.
Souls, you know.
Yeah, and of course, with somebody like Franco, you want to leave space and time for the talking.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he does his magic, right?
He really does, and. You know, but just listening to you, Kevin, it really strikes me that must be a very joyous thing when you're putting something together, you're organizing it, you're imagining it, and then what it's like when people start coming through the door and showing up and then seeing it take shape. It must be very gratifying and exciting.
Absolutely, so exciting. And I think what's really exciting about it is we see, you know, these people come to the door, like you say, and you know, we haven't seen their faces, or we've seen, you know, small faces, you know, on Facebook or something like that. But they come to the door, and the energy and the happiness and the love in these people's faces when we first meet is incredible and touching and very deep. And it's those initial experiences that, you know, prior to the event, we're still trying to get things ready, and, you know, you're trying to line everything up, and then the people come, and you're feeling that excitement, and there's such a beautiful connect, and then it just keeps happening, and then people keep showing up, and then the connections keep happening, and then those people connect, and the energy starts to expand, and it just, the resonation, you know, At the end of the weekend on the Sunday, it's absolutely incredible, the energy that is surrounding everybody involved in any of the
events. Yeah. I can imagine that you both hold such a beautiful presence in the energetic space. And also, it's like a 3-day party, basically.
Yeah. It's a sleepover.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a sleepover.
It's a child. It's the play, right?
Yeah. It felt like that. It felt like I was at my friend's house. You know, I used to live in California, in like kind of a hippie community. It's Northern California, and we were into the Grateful Dead, and you know, we were spiritual, but it wasn't to this extent. But houses, kind of like, you know, really cool places, and all I was expecting there to be like a drum circle or something like that. It felt kind of like that. Not that, you know, we probably could have.
Absolutely.
I don't know how your neighbors would have been with it, but it was so free, and it felt so much. It did feel like we were at a friend's house. It was very comfortable, and I think that, I mean, that's definitely due to the two of you. Because you're basically setting the tone for the event. So I just want to thank you so much. I was blown away by how great it was, and I was so glad that I came all the way very spontaneously to your event. I was convinced I told the story a few times, Peter Nelson telling me in the middle of the night, well, if you really want to shift, then this is the weekend to do it, you know. So I said, well, I'm going to shift.
Wow. You really want
to. Coercion. But, you know, a little peer pressure for catching the shift, you know, getting on the train at the right time. I'm cool with that, you know.
Yeah.
So, and to meet all the people, I just felt like I left with a whole bunch more friends than I came there with, and including you guys. So it's just such a, I don't know, I'm sorry, I just feel like I was just so excited to be part of the community because, wow, 40, I think it was what was the total amount? 40 people, 42 people?
Yeah, 40 plus. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot, and you only had 10 last year, so.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Elf, what were you going to say? Yeah.
It was
something
it was
you were going to say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. So, last year it wasn't promoted that much in advance, and I think that maybe because of that we underestimated the numbers we'd get this year, but, you know, we were just excited every day. The numbers kept going up, and we would, like, you know, see that 10 more people had signed on, and it would come and go in waves, and we were running around getting more plates and more bedding. And but we were so excited to have all these guests, and again, to, like, serve all of these beautiful people who are coming together really to help
mm-hmm.
humanity shift, right? So how
mm-hmm.
you know, we're doing our best to allow that space to be what it is, you know, made up of love, really.
Yeah, that is so true. It's it really was a nice blend. I'll tell you, by Sunday, I was really feeling the oneness, and that was a big part of the discussion this weekend, and Franco's, you know, Franco Di Nicola, he's bringing in the oneness vibe, or I don't know exactly how he calls it, but so that was, and I definitely was feeling we had all really bonded by the end, and just such nice energy. You made such great food for us, very, like, no, for me, I had, you know, just felt really good the whole time, and you even sent me home with really nice food, took care of me like you were my parents. You're like, here's some food, here's a banana, here's some soup and salad. I mean, soup and salad, you think they're not such great things for the road, but it was delicious, and
yeah.
It was great, because I didn't have to eat anything bad, of course, and I did eat before I left, but you guys really, you really take very nice care of people, and I think that is something that nobody would learn in going to business school to learn how to do this. You know what I'm saying? So came from different disciplines, and I hear that the reason why you got into this work is, you know, because of Elsie's health issues, and, you know, I just want to check in with you about that because I know we talked a little bit about it, and I don't know how much you really want to get into it tonight, Elsie, but I do think that many of us who become healers or who are interested in this kind of lifestyle got into it because we had a previous problem with our health or the Western medical system. So
yeah.
If you could just share some of that, what your issues were and how that led you to this and how it's helped you, I think that would be interesting.
Sure. Well, in 2003, I was working corporate kind of position, climbing that, getting up to the
ladder. The ladder?
Sort of thing, yeah. But, you know, I was working like 70 to 80 hours a week, and I was stressed out, and my brain was constantly going, and I just couldn't, my body said no, right? So my, I lost kind of feeling in my hands, and I wasn't able to speak properly, and my head started shaking violently back and forth, and my mouth started hurting a lot. And so I just went to see a lot of doctors who kind of just relied on the other doctors' diagnoses, and so I was perpetually told that I had a psychological illness, which, you know, to some degree I believe that, you know, absolutely my psychology was contributing to the illness, because anxiety was making it worse, or depression or whatever. And so I kind of sought different ways to be, and started to get into the work of, you know, Deepak Chopra and Don Miguel Ruiz, and a number of different people who were just kind of guiding me in a way that was showing me that I could be different, and, you know, life could be easier than how I was living it, and I didn't have to live in a character or live for other people, and that, you know, I could be myself, right? And and then, you know, certain layers of things in terms of the way that we live our life, and we're just kind of, they were dropping away when I was learning learning about, say, Don Miguel Ruiz's teachings, who was saying not to, to make assumptions and that kind of thing, which all of those things just made my physical condition worse. So so then, you know, I got pregnant, and then we just really started to live life differently in terms of ecologically, you know, getting rid of any kind of materials that might be chemical-based and all that kind of thing. So our real focus when we actually started IAS in 2008, the year after we had our daughter, and it was an eco-spiritual, social, fair trade kind of focus. And it was just online, and then we were also running a marketing and design business from the church, and we started to acquire all this equipment, and the church was just exploding with design equipment, and the house next door came up for sale, and we decided, and at that point I was in a lot of pain, and we decided that that would be a good place to run our business, because I didn't have to be interacting with a lot of people, so we bought the house next door, and just all of these things that we had discussed previously about a center started to, you know, we started to see that we could actually do something like that. And so that was our purpose, or that was, you know, our goal with the house, was to get it ready so that we could run it as a retreat center and as a kind of wellness awareness center. And but in the meantime, I became more and more ill, and I started to feel like I was a hypocrite, and that how could I have a wellness center if I'm, you know, doing as badly as I am. And so then I actually started to pass on, and I had to kind of find answers quickly, and I found out it was related, the pain that I was feeling was related to a root canal and dental work. So anyways, I was lucky to meet a person who was able to guide me through the detox process, and she basically kind of kept me alive, Dr. Sawyak, until I had a surgery. So I had my root canal removed, and there were other dental issues that were addressed. And so that was in 2011, and then it took me a few years to recover. And last year we met some other people who wanted to help us get it off the ground, because they had similar objectives, Carl Stedman and Alex Krebel, and so they've been supporting us throughout this, and we've all been kind of working together to do this as a center, and the things that have happened are just kind of blow our minds, you know. We kind of had this idea of what it was going to look like to some extent, but we've let it go, and the things that have happened are more unbelievable than we could imagine. So we're just kind of going with it, and it's quite beautiful.
Wow. And so your health, how is that? Have you resolved your problems with the dental issue that has compounded into other things? I mean, you're on the mend, basically. You're much healthier than you were.
I'm much healthier, yeah. And for, you know, this was ongoing for 7-8 years, right? So my health just kept declining and the pain kept escalating. And, you know, when you're going through it for that long and every day and pretty much constantly, you just think, you know, it's hard for you to think that it's going to get better when it does keep getting worse. So kind of getting out of that is a little bit difficult. But thankfully, because, you know, I did have the surgery, slowly and gradually things have gotten a lot better, and I would say the pain's probably 60 to 70% better. I still have some organ issues because of the toxicity that's related to this kind of problem, because it's basically bacteria that's festering in your jaw and it has nowhere to go but into your system, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's why I've turned to eating, you know, different kinds of foods, and I don't eat sugar and I don't eat wheat and try to stay away from dairy products and that kind of thing. And so I feel like I'm always trying to cleanse, you know, I'm always cleansing. So that in itself is, you know, it's good for your system. So, and your organs can regenerate. So I do believe that I will be better. It's just a matter of patience and faith.
Well, I think that's great that you decided to change your life. Because it's a lot of, you know, for some people it's such a big thing to totally change the way they live, the way they eat, the way they work, that it's, you know, it's even if with pain it can be daunting to take such a big life change. So I'm so glad that you had the, I think the two of you together, it must have been nice to, you know, you had the support of your husband really aligned with you. In so many ways.
Yeah, we're very fortunate in that way. And I think we realize that more and more when we see, you know, other people who aren't maybe supported by their partners and they're going maybe in this direction and they don't have that kind of understanding. So we feel very fortunate to have that between us for sure.
And you're both such special people and such beautiful souls. I'm so glad that you found another way to work with yourself. And you talked to me about it, and you said that the woman that you were working with to cleanse or to detox, that you were developing a method or something with her that was to help people with these problems, because there's a lot of undiagnosed dental issues that people have.
Yeah, well, we actually did have her to the center as well, because, you know, I'm all about spreading the message, because a lot of people have illnesses and they don't realize it's related to their teeth, and it can be because each tooth is on a meridian that connects to various organs in your body. So if something's wrong with that tooth, those toxins go to those organs, and even if you don't feel pain the way that I do, you might have something like heart disease or rheumatoid arthritis, and it could be related to mercury, it could be related to root canals or other metals that you've had in your mouth, like nickel and so forth. So it's important information, and it's not out there very much right now. So Dr. Sawayak is doing a great job of getting that message out, and we're going to be developing an e-learning program with her so that the message can get out not only to you know, the general public, but also to dentists and anyone who deals with health, because we all need to know what's happening, right? And we're trained. Like even dentists are trained a certain way and they don't understand. So it's really education and awareness.
Definitely. And I think that's your approach and your attitude about it are very balanced, because I think just like with anything that's not really working in the system, if we get angry about it, if we bang our heads against the wall, that's really not helping. But to, you know, to have the attitude of, I'm just going to lead the healthiest, best lifestyle I can, and through my own example, inspire others and keep spreading awareness. And I think it's great that you have this space and a perfect marriage of comfort and that spiritual energetic presence with the church. I mean, and it is very special. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to post a lot of the pictures that you gave me, but we'll be putting some of those on Facebook, as well as I will have a link to your website, you know, on my site, so people can check out photos, and I'll be putting up photos from the retreat so that people can check it out. But how is it that you guys got connected with Franco Di Nicola, and what was the name of the retreat that was this past weekend? What did you guys call it?
It was Shifting Consciousness. That was Franco's title for it.
Right, Shifting Consciousness. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so tell us, how did you get to know Franco Di Nicola, and what was
It was through Carl Stedman that we connected to Franco. So as Elsie was saying, last year
again,
we had
Carl
staying with us with his lovely wife, Aida, and along with Alex, they were helping us progress IS last year with the various events and retreats and coming up with ideas and going over everything from what we should be trying to put out there and who we should be trying to connect with. And Carl was had connected with Franco in the past and suggested, you know, it would be great if we could get Franco out here to really be an awesome retreat and we could really allow people to connect in this wonderful environment. So Carl connected us and we did the first retreat and it was really a great success with the group. It was only 10 or 12 people, but still we're that same energy comes into play, and whether it's with 40 or 4 or 14, the same thing happens. The group adapts, and that energy is raised, and everybody relates to each other and exists with each other over those few days, and magic happens. So Frank was quite happy to come back this year and do it, and with a little more promotion, and the one from last year already passed successfully. It was more than we expected, but such an excellent weekend. So much fun. Incredible people. Incredible people.
It was a really nice blend of energies, and I'm glad you brought up Carl again, because what a beautiful soul. I mean, gorgeous guy, beautiful voice, singing and speaking, and like he says, he's the funniest guy in the room.
That makes me laugh.
Even funnier than Franco Di Nicola. No, I didn't give Frank an English accent. But he is funny. I mean, he's just so cute. So actually, he's supposed to be calling into the show tonight with Peter Nelson if Peter Nelson comes in time for, he's supposed to be staying with him tonight, because it would be nice to have them come on, because they're really the people who were instrumental in getting me to come this weekend. So I can imagine how Carl is a big part of you guys getting the Franco crew out there. He is such a lover of Franco and Franco's work. And Carl is a great person, and he really is. He's quite a. He's not a Leo, but he seems like a Leo. He's a bit of a, he's very, very comfortable with being in front of people and performing. And he was great with the little bell.
He's a Leo.
Is he a Leo? Oh my God,
he was
a Leo. How could I forget his birthday again and again? It was just last week. We did the show on his birthday. Oi,
so
he's a perfect. He's a perfect Leo, of course, because he's a bit of a ham in a lovely English ham sort of way.
Yeah.
He's charming.
Absolutely.
He really is. He was on last week on the show, and we talked about this weekend, and they were all going, and this girl who was there this weekend, Ravinder, you might remember her. She came with Chetan, and both a lovely couple, and she's my good friend. And so she had called into the show, and the three of them were talking. They're like, yeah, I'm going to the show. I'm talking about it like a show, you know. Yeah, I'm going to the show. Let's go. And I was like, I want to go to the show. So, I mean, it was just – and then it was like hanging out at the show, really, with my tent. I had my great tent and your lovely backyard. Mm-hmm. And your beautiful daughter – can you say your daughter's name?
Kaya.
Kaya, what a cute little, I call her baby, but she's not a baby. I don't know. I call all little girls babies. She's 7 years old, right?
Yeah.
what a sweet little girl. And it was nice that she was there. And Alex is the other guy who, Alex, what's Alex's last name?
Krebel.
Krebel. And he, okay, Alex Krebel is a now my Facebook friend. He friended
Yay.
Me today. So that's cool. And he was your right-hand man there, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so what's the deal with it? He's like a neighbor. I mean, how did you guys, how did you hook up with Alex?
Oh, that's an interesting story. Well, a couple of years ago, we started a natural organic food business because of all of the issues that I was having, and I thought, well, I need to have substitutes because, you know, before I started on the healthy route, I was addicted to things, as most people are, sugar and coffee and bread and all the good things in life.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know, I'm addicted to coffee this weekend. It's going a little crazy. I know.
Oh, yeah. So I just needed substitutes. If I had, you know, things that were a little bit sweet, like organic maple syrup instead of sugar, I could deal with it. So we had this open house for our new natural food business at the church, and it was the first time we had opened the house publicly, actually, because when I was sick too, I was kind of in isolation. I didn't go out with people unless I had to, and so, you know, this was our first time that we opened up the church, and the only person we didn't know who came into the church was Alex. So he saw the sign up; it said open house. He came in with his two daughters, and that's the beginning of our friendship, and that was just 2 years ago on December 17th, Kevin's birthday, actually. It was our wedding anniversary as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and
nice.
So then he, you know, I don't know, I guess we started talking about something that triggered that we might be interested in some of the same things that he was and is interested in. And so he, at the time, was helping Carl and really kind of promoting his message, because Carl had a wonderful album out. And so he said, you know, there's a guy you got to meet. And so he brought Carl, and that was kind of it. We just all became bonded, you know. And then Carl married Aida, and they needed a place to stay. And then it all just happened that we all started working on this project together.
Nice.
Cool,
nice.
Yeah.
So Carl actually, I thought he lived out there for a little while with you guys.
He did.
Is that right?
He lived at the house where we have the retreat with Aida. So they were, you know, living here, and we would, like, meet on Friday nights, and they would walk over to the church, and we had these, the best kind of business meetings, right?
The
like
congregation.
Friends, yeah, gathering and brainstorming and kind of playing, really. Like, so it's pretty amazing.
Nice. Wow. And, wow, so it's, you see, it's kind of like that movie, Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah,
you know, you,
absolutely.
You,
might take 6 years, but.
Well,
if you
know,
an open
time.
Sign, someone will come through your front door.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is so cool. And, yeah, and he told me that, like, his parents' house was kind of, you could walk through the woods to his parents' house from your place?
Yeah.
That true?
So yeah. That's why he was driving by, because his parents just live around the corner. And I guess he had told his mother at one point, I'm going to see that church. And she just kind of laughed at him. And now he ends up, like, bonded with us at this church, right?
Oh, that's so funny. Wow. Well, he was such a great calming presence, and somebody who just took care of things, you know.
He
showed up with the coffee when we ran out of coffee on the morning. Everybody was so happy to see him. Yay! And then it was not just coffee, but organic fair trade coffee, so everybody could feel really good about it. Even though we're addicted to coffee, yes. And
okay.
Yeah, I tried to get off of coffee, and I did for times, but this is one of the things that I still do, so we'll see. Maybe you guys will have a retreat someday to help people change their dietary system, and then I'll come. You can help me with that. Cool. So I'm looking at the numbers about who is calling in today. 289. Is 289 a Canadian number?
I think so.
Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Okay, so that might be somebody who's calling in. They have their hand up. I'm supposed to have a call in from, well, Carl said he would call, so that might be him. And then the other person that might call in would be Milan, Lycan,
right.
I think that's how you say his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to try calling in on Skype, and usually that number is like a 111111, so we'll see what that is. And who else was the other people that, maybe Ravinder, and we shall see who else calls in, because I didn't get to send this out to everybody that went to the retreat, but this show, the information went out to everybody on Facebook. I have a lot of Facebook friends, quite a few people who are regular fans of my show. So I'm really glad to be able to introduce you guys to the community, because I feel that, one of the most important things for me and an ongoing desire or, hope for, I hate to use the word hope because there's like a tension in that. So just what I want to bring forth into the world is community. And my intention is to build fifth dimensional community based on unconditional love and oneness. Mm-hmm. And I feel that when I meet people who are aligned with what I'm into, it gets me excited. And I feel like you guys really are the embodiment of that for me in what you're in. Well, thank you for doing that, because together everybody is working on raising consciousness, expanding consciousness, and also just really building that love vibration. Mm-hmm. And that's something that felt very present in your space and in the retreat this weekend. And I'm a big lover of Franco Di Nicola, and I came because I really wanted to spend the whole weekend with Franco and get all the activations and the clearings and the talks. Mm-hmm. But what I wasn't expecting, I knew there'd be cool people there, but I wasn't expecting to be so excited about the community. And at the end, I was so excited, I didn't want to leave. Like, I have to move here now. So, I just... That's a great gift that you gave to people to have that space. And it's kind of like when I do my shows, I don't know who's going to, be listening or who's going to show up or how it's going to come together, but it does provide a really nice space for people to come together as community. And I think that's what, that's what we're all doing now, and it's we're thirsting for that. Mm-hmm. To come together in community. And it's one of my dreams to have a retreat center. I used to say healing center. Now I guess I'm changing the healing because of Franco into maybe transformational center. But I love the idea of retreat. So that's something I really want to do. And actually, that's something that Milan was talking about. And Milan, he's going to be performing with Peter Nelson and Carl Stedman. Thursday night at the event, the Masterpiece Life event that Antonia Hoggins is hosting with Masaru Emoto, called The Power of Consciousness. And our wonderful friend Franco Di Nicola is going to be speaking, as well as Sifu James Fu, who works with these energy papers, which are really cool, to bring up people's frequency. And when I heard that Milan was going to be performing with them, I thought that was so cool. He has these Tibetan singing bowls, and... he is new to Franco. It was neat how people kind of came together that were so new to Franco. Mm-hmm. And the combination of things, it's too bad you guys didn't go to the party set Friday night, the bonfire, because it was really fun. We had a great time.
Yeah, it sounded fun. I mean, we could feel the energy coming off of it. We were feeding off of it.
So good.
You were keeping us strong. I think we were making soup that night.
Yeah, I heard that you were up until 4 in the morning cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, we were.
Because they wanted to make sure there was enough food for everybody. And and then there was plenty of food the next day. There was more than enough food, but it was two fantastic soups. So, you're learning on the fly and you're changing. And I think the food was great because it was all vegetarian, right? And vegan, right? Was it everything vegan as well?
A lot of it was vegan. Most of it was vegan, but we did serve some eggs.
Oh, right. There was eggs. That's right. But I was happy for the eggs, and I'm not a vegan. Yeah, I'm not a vegan. So I could have actually eaten other things, But I was happy because I felt really good in my system. Like, I just felt very balanced the whole time I was there. And being in the fresh air and that beautiful space and everybody, you guys should have seen what it looked like. Like, they had the coolest backyards that bordering onto this beautiful woods. And you took us for this great hike. I guess that was that Saturday or Sunday. I think that was Sunday.
Saturday.
Maybe. Oh, that was Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah. Days blend into one another. So
yes, I do. Drop the notion of time.
Exactly. Who knows what time? At the end, I was like, I don't want to go. That's all I knew was when it ended.
I was
very sad. Yeah. But it was a beautiful space that we walked through, and then we came upon this gorgeous creek, and some of us went in the water, and it was very cold but very refreshing and lovely. And the ground around was so soft, and I don't know, it was like very mossy and a lot of ferns and just really cool, very healing.
Yeah, a lot of white cedars. The water is so cold because it's so pure. I think it was Alex that they took it to a university or a local university or college, and beyond the regular potability test, they scrutinized the water and put it under so many tests, and it kept coming up pure, 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 pure. So what a great gift to have, that the water supply in this area, which is really quite abundant and helps with the energy, is absolutely so pure and very, very cold.
Well, that's
The coldness is because it's running all the time, right? So
mm-hmm.
that's what makes it pure, too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that it was so – I would have been safe to drink the water straight from
absolutely.
That creek?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man, I should have drank some.
Mm-hmm.
Next time I come, I'll have to drink some out of that.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking so much to each other. It's like – Franco, I remember him saying, no, you know, it's a good idea. The last retreat I went to, everybody was talking, and then he's like, just be present with the plants, the trees, and listen to nature. And then all of us were just like, blah, 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 we're talking. This time, I think we were talking a little less, but still, it's hard to not, you know, we want to be with each other. We want to talk, and we're making jokes. And so I probably didn't hear you say how pure the water was.
I'm
so thirsty. I'm like, oh, I want to be in that water again.
Me
it was
too.
So pretty.
It's making me thirsty.
Oh, I was going with the water theme there,
right? Because of Dr. Masaru.
Exactly. Emoto, exactly. And I do want to remind people that are listening, just to give a little plug for Antonia and everybody at that event, that show is you can go to emototoronto.com or masterpiecelife.com, and that's Antonia Hagen's sites. And the live stream of that event is only $9, which is great. So for all of us it's good. So for all of us who don't live around there, we can still be there and see the whole thing and listen to it and feel the presence of everyone. Because I've done a lot of live stream events. And, you know, for people who don't know about Masaru Emoto, Masaru Emoto is a doctor from Japan, scientist, researcher, who did studies with water. And actually, they put things on, like, bottles of water from certain areas, and Fujiwara Dam, certain pure water or tap water, and then maybe, like, one of them they put love, and another one they put I hate you, I want to kill you, and another one they put, like a blessing from a Buddhist monk. And then they would take the water droplets and they put them each on little slides and froze them. And then they looked at them under a very strong, I don't know if strong is the word, but a good microscope. And they were able to find that the love and the one that was blessed were beautiful, pure crystals, whereas the one that was the hatred comment was like very broken up and not forming anything cohesive. But a lot of chaos there. So the idea is that we're made of, 80% water?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important, the thoughts we're having and the feelings we're holding in our bodies, because that is basically creating the energy in your cells that's in every part of your body. So these studies were very interesting, and I understand he wants to bring about peace in the world and does a lot of work with children, and so you know, anything I can do to help support the work of Dr. Emoto, I'm definitely for it. And I think it's so cool that they're having him come to Toronto. And then I think the other people who are going to be there, it's going to be really cool with Franco Di Nicola and James Fu. And how fun that Carl Stedman, Peter Nelson, and now Milan Lyko, I think, Lykos, yeah, he's going to be playing with them. I'm so psyched to hear that show. I can't imagine that the whole thing. It's only going to be 4 hours. That's not enough time for all that fun.
Amazing.
Are you guys going to be able to attend the event in live?
Yes, I'm going. Kevin we have a friend here, and Kevin's working on an album with him, and he's here for a limited period of time, so he actually has to stay here to work on music, but I'll be going.
Oh, great.
I'm so excited.
Yay, I know. It's going
to
be a party.
Again,
I'm sad I can't go.
You'll be there in spirit. Well, you are such a wonderful spirit, too.
And the feed's a great idea,
you.
Making that accessible. I think that's a great option for people.
It is totally cool. And that's the other thing, though, in terms of the prices for the live event, I think Antonia is actually giving out some discounted tickets now, like half price.
Yeah, for students or people who are in financial need, or there was a sponsor, I think, that offered that up for 50% off, so that's amazing too.
That's so cool. So I really encourage people to check that out, because the tickets were $49 for the live event, and now half price, that's like, what, $25? So totally worth going, because it's going to be at least a four-hour show. Starting at around, I think, 6 o'clock. But check out, it's on my page, the link on my Facebook page, Claudia Helmke Miller, or you can go to Antonia Hagen's Facebook page, or masterpiecelife.com, emototoronto.com is the other site. But let's see who we have with us tonight. Can you guys stay on the call and hang out with me while we talk?
Sure.
To people.
We'll hang out.
Yeah. Okay, great. Excellent. So just let me know if you have to go. I know that you have your beautiful daughter sleeping, I imagine, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have our musician friend taking care of her right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay,
so they're probably jamming and not sleeping.
Yeah, probably. They'll be playing with
instruments. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, great. So let's see. Okay, so I have some people waiting, and let's see who is. I don't know what the Skype number is, but there's a 416, and I know that that's the number that our friend Milan said that's his cell phone number. So let me just look and see what number I have for him. 416. Okay. All right. So, I think that is. I think that's him. So. Why don't we take, we'll take Milan first, because he's here. I think this is him. Let's check it out. Hello, is this Milan?
Good evening, CJ. It's Milan here.
Hey. Hi.
How are you doing?
We have Elsie and Kevin. Yeah,
hello.
Great.
Hi.
Yes, I've been listening to the show. Hey, guys, it's great to talk to you again.
How are you doing? Great to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm doing so well. I'm riding on such a high vibration after the weekend, and so looking forward to Thursday evening and everything that's transpired and that will transpire, and the fabulous energy that's going to come out of that evening is just going to be incredible. So really looking forward to it. Really looking forward. And sorry, CJ, I hate to make you feel like you can't come again, but we'd love for you to be there, and we'll know that you're there in spirit. So.
Oh, that's so sweet. No, don't be sorry. I feel so blessed to have met you, but I appreciate your care. And I do wish that part of me is, it's funny, I felt very drawn to that area for a few years now. So, at least I have my connection. I have my friends there now. So, so I'll definitely be coming back. But thank you so much for calling in. And I want to, just to say, when I met you, I'd seen you there. And then we connected around the campfire that night. And that was so fun. And then the next day, I heard you playing your Tibetan singing bowls, and you gave out these beautiful crystals to everyone at the event.
Yes.
But you put the crystals in the bowl, and then you did you played it a little bit, and then let everybody pick a crystal. And I still have mine, and you gave me a beautiful necklace too, which is so sweet. So I just want to thank you for that. But maybe you could share with people what was the name of that stone and what that was for.
It's called Aurolite 23. It's mm-hmm. it's an amethyst crystal that's mined only here in Ontario and Canada, Thunder Bay. It's a wonderful crystal that I've been working with for about just over a year now, and I find that it's really helped me do a lot of clearing and purging, and helped me to see what I really needed to work on to figure that out, so that I could move ahead and raise my vibration. And I've gotten to the point where I'm actually distributing the crystal now here in Canada and in Europe, and trying to spread it to as many people as I can, because I know of its power in helping everyone in doing what they need to do to achieve a higher vibration, so that we can all take ourselves and this beautiful planet ahead into a beautiful 5D. So it's just
yay. That's awesome.
And thank you
That's
for
my big
giving
word.
Me that opportunity. Yes.
Thank you for what? What did you say?
Thank you for giving me that opportunity.
Oh.
To discuss the Aurolite 23. Yes, it's a wonderful mm-hmm. crystal.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and that's so cool that it's just from that area. And I understand
yes.
that you're going to be developing a website and a Facebook presence to
yes.
connect with more people. And anytime you get that going, just let me know, and I'll let people know that where that is, because it is very powerful and beautiful.
Yes,
the crystals, and it was such a nice way you gave that out with. Doing I don't know how you call it, banging the bowl.
It was ringing. It's singing, actually. You make
ringing,
it, make
singing.
It sing. Yes, to make it sing. You can strike the bowl or you can sing the bowl. So, and it's typically used as a cleansing for the crystals as well. So that was mm-hmm. really special to be able to put such a large number of crystals in a single bowl. That was the first time that I've done that, and
mm-hmm.
to feel the power of that vibration and then to see the bowl being passed around to so many people, and each one, selecting the bowl that vibrated best with them, and then going into our last activation with Franco right after that, and
yes.
filling everybody's beautiful energy into those crystals, and each person taking that oneness energy home with them was really special for me. And I have to thank Franco and everyone else, and you guys too, for allowing that to happen and
thank
sharing
you.
That with everybody. It's a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful.
Well,
you gifted everyone with one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, because I had brought some larger crystals, if you remember, that were beside Franco to help anchor some of this wonderful energy that was going on. And I unintentionally left them there with Kevin and Elsie, and I was fine with it, because I was given the message that I knew that Kevin had mentioned they were doing a recording session there this week, and those crystals needed to be there to help with the music vibration and to enhance it. So I hope you guys enjoy that while
Absolutely.
You're working with those crystals. Make sure you put them out.
We put them out, and the moonlight was coming through the front windows of the church the other night, and we set them out in the moonlight, and it was just spectacular. And
and
we sat there and
Perfect.
Looked at them, with all the lights out, and then we went to sleep, and just I thought it was incredible. And like you said, Milan, it was like, he left his crystals, and then we thought, what an incredible gift for us to just have those crystals there for a bit, because we know, how special they are
mm-hmm.
and how you regard mm-hmm. them, and everybody can use them for such a great purpose. So we really
well, I say I forgot them, but my subconscious knew I was doing.
Yeah.
I left them there for you, right? So.
Well, we thank your subconscious.
Absolutely.
and And Elsie mentioned to me today, I just wanted to confirm that they were there, just, you know, just to make sure we were exchanging some emails today. She mentioned that that she was going to be getting them to us on for Thursday. So we're actually, we were planning to incorporate quite a few of the crystals into our singing bowl performance as well. So because we feel that it enhances the vibration and the energy and just makes it that much more beautiful. So we're looking forward to incorporating that after you put your vibration from your recordings into it as well. So
excellent.
It's going to be something really special, I think. So.
Awesome. That's beautiful.
I'm really looking forward to getting together with all of you guys again. It's, you know, it's only been 2 days.
I know. We need another sleepover.
Yeah.
Bring your family.
I'm so jealous. I want to come back.
Well, we've got to come down and visit you, CJ, now, right? We've got to come down.
I know. You've got to come to Saratoga.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm going to try to organize a retreat here. I was thinking maybe in Saratoga or maybe on Lake George, because I've heard that, which is like a half hour north of here, I've heard that it's a stargate or a vortex in Lake George.
Excellent.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you might as well go with the power places around the globe. And I think even me going to your region and coming back here 2 times in 2 weeks was a type of a grid work. I have a lot of friends that do this grid work and, you know, feel that it's important to bring the energy from certain areas. And I think, you know, look, you're just talking about these crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the ultimate in bringing the energy from certain parts of the earth to other areas. And then, you know, to take it back, to take that little crystal and also all the knowledge. I chose this, Milan had these really cool cards, like divination cards, which were with fractals in them. And I picked a card, and it was a really beautiful fractal, and it was called Knowledge. And it was about bringing in the knowledge into your crown and integrating that. And then it was, I don't remember exactly what it said, but it was about transducing the information out to other people, and it was like perfect because what I do is with the radio.
And you were a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a teacher.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A teacher and a transmitter, and that
of
is
knowledge.
Really why I started. Yeah, exactly, of knowledge and all the knowledge we gained. And, you know, you think about this weekend, we all, like, downloaded a bunch of information, and not just verbally, but energetically and
mm-hmm.
What an intense weekend it was.
And all before we
cleared. Yeah.
Cleared,
you know,
a lot of energy too, right?
What did you say?
I said we also cleared a lot of energy. Downloaded
and
cleared.
Wow.
Well,
and the news coming in, I've got to tell you guys, I've been taking in so much prana since the weekend. I haven't really eaten anything since Sunday. And I haven't even had a real need to. It's just filled with so much beautiful life force energy that it's, So, yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
We'll keep you posted on that one. So.
Well, listen to that cute Canadian accent.
I love these accents.
Posted on that one. It's so cute. So sorry. I like it. That's awesome. Well, certainly when you don't eat, it's much easier to get the information or to, you know, to be... to, like, receive information from spirit, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm trying not to eat. There's just, you know, and if I get the desire, I will eat. But, it's interesting how that's come about, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
This
that's
increased
great
energy action. And, you know, the activations were just fantastic. I think you all agree. It was just so powerful.
Oh.
Transformational.
I know, and it's so, and it's so nice to talk to you guys because I haven't really spoken to anyone about the weekend, you know, anybody that I was with. So now to talk to you guys, we could talk about what happened.
Absolutely. That's
important. But I also wanted to ask you, Milan, what are you going to be doing exactly on Thursday night? And I have to say to you guys that I see Carl is on. And I'd like to bring him on. But,
beautiful. He could probably tell
let's
you
just
better
bring
than
him on. And
yeah.
But this is—I just want. Why don't you tell us first, Milan? Are you going to be opening up? Let me just take Carl in, and then we'll ask together.
Originally,
okay?
What had happened was Peter. We had spoke to Peter on Sunday,
Peter Nelson,
and and he had asked if, you know, I had mentioned if, you know, were available to play with him at any time, and he sort of suggested, well, why don't you come on Thursday and accompany me on one of the songs that I'm doing? And we thought, well, that'd be great. Sure, we'll do that. And then he called me on Monday. I was preparing and for the concert and practicing with some of my bowls, and he called me up and he says, I've been thinking about it, and I think I'd like you to do a little bit more and start the whole evening off. And
wow.
I was very impressed. And of course I said, sure, be honored to. And he mentioned, well, just let me check with Antonia first. It's, it's her thing.
So
he called me back later in the day and he says, yeah, she was so excited about it that she actually wants you to open as well before James Foote comes out. So so it looks like we'll be playing probably at the beginning, about 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then into a song with Peter just after that. And I believe mm-hmm. Chris is next after that. And there's supposed to be some other performers. I'm not 100% sure. And then we'll be in the auditorium just before, we'll be performing just before James Foote comes out at 7 o'clock. So, and who knows? Well, I mean, we'll be there for the whole thing. So if they request that we play some more, we'll play as long as, yeah. We're willing
great.
To play. So.
Is it going to be you and somebody else performing?
Maurice Foster. She was the one that was performing with me
oh,
there.
Oh, right.
Two of us. So, which is kind of interesting because typically you'll have one person playing the bowls. So this is kind of neat that we're both mm-hmm. going into this. So it's going to be, we're both really excited and very grateful for this opportunity and honored that we've been asked to do this. And, we're going to put our heart and souls into it and try to get that beautiful vibration out to everybody who's listening around the world and live. And
wow.
It'd be great.
Well,
you'll have to let me know what you felt.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure it's going to be very powerful.
Yeah.
Great.
We've been doing we've already started doing some manifestation meditations today and putting our energy into that. So it's going to be pretty powerful, we're hoping. So.
What a perfect synchronistic thing. And this is how it comes together, isn't it? It's like, it's really about flowing with things, and you couldn't have planned that, right?
No. And it's really quite perfect because, these bowls, they all have their own tonal signatures and notes, and there was some concern that because we only have a certain number right now on such a short notice, and that we would have something that would go with Peter's song, and he emailed us the song, and we picked up the first three bowls that we picked up worked together, and it actually worked perfectly with the song, and Peter didn't have to change any tuning or anything. So it's that just proved to us right there that it's and sort of gave it a practice run, and within 10 minutes we had it down. So and we explained it to Peter, and he was saying, wow, you guys put a lot of energy and time into that. And it's like, mm-hmm. wow. And no, it just flowed and it came right out first shot, and it's going to be beautiful. So
great.
Wow, yeah. That is so great. That's so exciting. I can't wait to hear it. I'm definitely going to be with you guys on the live stream. And so speaking of Carl Stedman and Peter Nelson, let's bring them on. I think Peter's supposed to be with Carl, staying at his house right now.
Cool.
So let's check him out. Okay, let's bring him on. I'm going to check it out
great.
Now. All right.
Big reunion.
Hello. Is this Carl and Peter? It's a CJ.
Oh, no, Claudia. No, actually, it's not. It's actually Paul. Paul McCartney.
Hi, Paul. John here.
Yeah, John.
Yeah. No, no.
I'm George.
I'm so interested in this thing, because we were writing songs about this, like, the early 60s, all you need is love and that. And I heard all about your show and this powerful concert and things that you're doing.
Oh, my God.
And I just thought I would call in because I heard about this Carl Stedman guy and out in Toronto. And I'm traveling through Toronto and I heard this was on. I thought, I'll tune into this. But you know what?
I am so honored, Paul.
Well, we're all as one, as you know, darling. I know I'm big, and I'm actually the United Me in England. I'm same Paul McCartney now, but I'm still the same as everyone else. And I'm actually, Carl's my nephew. He's just gone to Washington. I'll just get him. Hold on.
Oh, Hello? He really, he's almost as funny as Carl. Oh, hello.
He must be from Liverpool.
Almost.
Me Uncle Paul. How are we doing, guys?
Good. Great.
Hey, Carl. So great
to have you.
Great
to have you.
Kevin, Elsie, Claudia.
How are you, Carl?
It's fabulous.
Yeah. Oh. It's like a big reunion.
Yes,
I know.
Is.
Here we are together again, and I'm. Oh my God, what a great retreat that was this weekend, Carl. And you have such a beautiful singing voice, as well as your speaking voice. It was such a pleasure to have you around, and everybody listening to the show. I mean, if you're around, not only does he have a wonderful voice to listen to, and he's gorgeous to look at, but you really are. I mean,
everywhere, Claudia.
Well, I mean, and I put the pictures up, so everybody's like, "Who is that? Who is that good-looking guy?" You know. So
don't feed the ego.
Oh, I know, right? And he's the funniest guy in the room. He says he's funnier than Franco Di Nicola. I don't know, you know, but
don't get me wrong. I know Franco is funny. He's incredibly funny, but he's not as funny as me, and I tell him that all the time. You know that.
That was the ongoing theme of the weekend. It was just so funny. And that was the nice thing about all of us together. We had such an ease with each other, and we were making fun of each other and just like old friends. And I mean, some of you are old friends. I know that you were very instrumental, Carl, in this, in IAS becoming the retreat center that it is, or in having Franco come out there. So I wanted to hear from you a little bit about your experience with Elsie and Kevin and the retreat center.
Aren't they beautiful people?
They are.
Yeah. Angels. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I know you were speaking about Alex earlier on, and Alex, basically, because since my shift in consciousness in 2005, I do. I live it every day. I absolutely love it. I live it joyfully. As Franco says, we're here to play, and I love to play. I love to have fun, but we are in the greatest time in the history of humanity with this shift right now. And so Alex knew that, and so I think it was this Sunday, he was telling me, I drove past this house, and I just went in this church, as Alex would do, you know. He said, and I'm talking to these people, and I think either 2012 come up, or the word consciousness, and all of a sudden they're getting talking and whatever, and they connect, and he says, Carl, you got to meet him. So, of course, he drags me up there, because he tries to drag me everywhere, and so we're driving in the middle of nowhere, he says, here we are, like, so let's knock on the door, and so I'm like, Alex, you can't just knock on the door just like that. So, yes, we can. And, of course, they were in and we met them. And, you know, after meeting Kevin and Elsie, they've got such a laid-back, beautiful, peaceful energy about them. And you can't help but fall in love with them. And we've become great friends. And I was lucky to, as we're talking about, I got married and Aida and I lived at the house for a year, and it was absolutely fabulous. And then we started, Kevin and Elsie had already started it, but they said, would you like to be part of it? And we said, absolutely. So we came in, and it was just fabulous, and it has been since the moment I met them, you know.
Wow, that's so cool. And so you lived out there with your wife for like a year or something?
A year, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's back in L.A. She had to go back for immigration reasons, but she's actually coming on Saturday, so she's going to be here for 2 weeks vacation, and we'll be coming back up to see Kevin and Elsie. Of course, everyone wants to get back to, you know, together, so I'm trying to organize it so we can all get together at the one time in one place, because she's only here for 12 days. It's fantastic what Kevin and Elsie are doing, you know, and they've stuck to the guns. It hasn't always been easy. Sorry, that's not a good expression, stuck to the guns. What I mean to say that they've stuck it out, and they've with love and faith and a knowing that it would work out, and it's really starting to work out, you know. And as you know, that weekend retreat was absolutely amazing.
It was.
Mm-hmm. It really was. I mean, what
it
a...
was.
Powerful time. I'm still I'm still high from it, although coming back to reality is a little, it's always a little hard for me after these things. And I think you guys are lucky that you have this thing on Thursday.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've been listening since the beginning, Carl, of the show. But,
I have, yeah.
Okay, so I've been telling people that Antonia has been able to put out some discounted tickets, which is really cool for people that are in need and students. And so that's half price, which is great. And, you know, so, but the event is going to start. We were just talking with Milan, and I would like to just get a little recap. So he's going to be playing with Maurice, and that's before Peter starts. And then are you going to be singing right from the beginning with Peter, or how are you going to be integrated into?
Actually, do you know what? We're going to be rehearsing all day tomorrow, so I believe Milan is going to – are you on the line, Milan, still?
Yes, I am, Carl.
I think you're coming up tomorrow, right, up to Pickering?
Yes, we are.
And so we're going to – basically, it's going to be a half an hour show. And I think Milan's going to be starting with the singing bowls, and then Peter's going to come on, and then I believe I'm going to come on after that, and then we're going to be finishing together. But it's not in concrete. Like, right. We're a bit like Franco. So tomorrow we're going to get together, and we're going to see what feels right, basically.
Great.
But it's going to be exciting, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, you have a great voice and such a depth of spirit. And I know you were on our show. You were on the show last week, so many of the listeners might remember
birthday,
you.
On my birthday, I am a Leo.
On your birthday, Leo. I know. What is wrong with my memory? Well, you know, Franco says that the memory doesn't really matter. We don't need to hold on to information. I think I've taken that to the extreme. Hello.
It's
my
true.
Yeah, I know, August 5th, and that's like the date of a friend of mine's birthday, so I should remember that. Some of my favorite people, like my best friend is a Leo, so I love Leos, and I have a Leo rising, so I guess I'm becoming more and more comfortable with being like the center of attention, but you certainly are comfortable with that, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I don't mean to do it.
And what, you should, because you're charming, and, you know, I mean, people want to... It's... You know, we can't all be the same as each other, but there's so many different types of people, and I think it's beautiful when people are, you know, in their spirit, it totally embodied in their heart and can stand there and hold that energy. And then you're just so funny. And
I know.
I remember. Yeah, you are. And no, but really, you guys, he's singing these songs before
we're, as well, aren't I?
And he's modest, I know. But the funny thing
Franco
was, I just remember
these things.
I know Franco. Franco. He might. I have to say, he might call into the show tonight. So we shall see if that actually occurs. But okay. My computer just went blank, so I was a little bit nervous there. But it's all good. Is everybody still with me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a relief. Okay.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
If Franco does come on and he says something that's a bit funny, say, you are funny, Franco, but you're not as funny as Carl.
Oh, you can bet you I will. We'll keep that going.
No, don't do that. He might come tonight in the other dimension. And
yes.
Oh, my God. You know, speaking of that, but if he comes on, I'll definitely. But the thing is he's having dinner with, God, how do I say her name? Who's the woman that's Osnit, exactly.
Queen of England?
From Norway.
Norway. Queen of
Norway.
Yeah.
Osnit, who is from Norway, and her son, Bio.
Oh,
and,
right.
And,
lovely lady.
And the husband, and then their daughter. They're all, this is their last night, and they were taking Franco and Kimberly out for dinner. So they did say it would be hard for them to call him, but I said, anytime, if you can, we would love to hear from you. So if he comes on, it'll just be for a moment, just to say hi.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, is Peter there with you yet?
He is. He's trying to grab the phone off me, but I'm like, no, I want the limelight, Peter.
Well, it's hard that you can't do two phones. Too bad you can't have like a double phone for your.
I know. I'm on my cell phone. Here he is right now.
Okay, we'll miss you, though, Carl.
I'll be listening in the other room. Peter's listening in the other room because there's a 5-second delay, so I have to come in the kitchen. So here he is, and I'll go in the other room and listen.
Put it on speakerphone.
Okay, thanks, sweetheart. We'll see you. Yeah, you could do
speakerphone. Have a great night, guys.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Carl. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Much love.
See you soon.
Okay.
Here's Peter. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Okay, thanks. Love you, too.
Oh, I finally get the phone. Good Lord,
he is.
I know. It's hard to get it.
You said everything
Peter.
I wanted to say.
Peter Nelson, everybody. Hello.
You see the guys in the picture there, the really good-looking guy, the two guys? Don't look at the really good-looking guy. Look at me.
Yeah.
And I'm funnier than him
he's
and
so
Franco
cute,
both.
Peter. I don't know about you're really good looking too. You just
Oh, that's nice. But I'm funny too and humble.
Yeah. Well, that's why Carl didn't want to give you the phone.
You got to wind me up. I get really funny. Oh
my God! Anyway, please talk.
It was just wonderful. Just elated. You know, again, 10 feet off the ground for a couple of days, and it just beautiful. Looking forward to Thursday in a big way. It's going to be magic. Milan is tapped into some really big juice there, and I'm really looking forward to see what transpires.
Cool. Mm,
thank you.
Awesome.
Peter, I'm really excited working with you and Carl. It's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it myself. And, the energy's building moment by moment.
Oh, is it ever? Yes. Just thrill.
Wow. Yeah, so, Peter, can you... tell people a little bit. I mean, you have a beautiful presence. I just, liked you so much from the very beginning. We became friends through Franco, I think, on Facebook. Oh, yeah, and I've always, Peter Nelson. And you did convince me to go to this retreat with your slight pushing of, if you really want to shift. You know, this is the story I kept telling. Well, he tells me, if you really want to shift, this would be the weekend to do it. And, dare me once, I won't dare me twice, I'm there. So that was it. I was gone, and I'm so glad that I came. So thank you so much for that.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
A weekend with Franco was so high-octane. It's just it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's different. There's really nothing to compare it to. So, yeah, I really did mean it when I say you want to shift, do this.
And you're right, because I tell you, I feel so different. When I was driving back from Elsie and Kevin's place, and Milan was one of the last people there, too, because I parked him in, so he couldn't leave until I left.
That wasn't intentional now, was it?
No, of course not. It just worked out that way. Synchronistically things happen.
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, I just pulled up behind you, and then I was like, I forgot to move my car, and he can't leave. But that was nice that we all got to hang out till the end. But, just saying? Oh, this is what I was going to say, is that the drive home was so pleasant, even though I didn't get home till 3 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so nice. I felt so energized, so psyched, and so totally different when in relating to people in my life and talking to my friends. I was almost about to say, everybody plays their role, and isn't that wonderful, la, la, la. It really puts you in a higher – I mean, this is – for people who know Franco Di Nicola, that's one of his main things of, being like, great, that's great that you're having a difficult time with this person.
Yeah.
Awesome,
Hooray.
Push my button.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Oh, Franco just sent me a text, so let's see what it says.
Push my buttons.
Okay, we won't be home for 10 or 15 minutes. He will call in then, so I'll say, call in.
Beautiful.
Yay.
Yay.
This thing is growing. Yeah. I managed to bring a couple of people from the island.
Yeah.
And they just loved it. They really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
very
island. Tell people where you live, Peter. For those of us who are from the United States, we have no concept of further north than Toronto, really. So.
All right. Well, the Manitoulin Island is in the middle of the Great Lakes. It's the second largest freshwater island in the world. A beautiful place. The population is,
maybe 8,000, maybe 12,000 people tops. And I think it triples or quadruples in the summer, a lot of tourists. Mm-hmm. And it has some sacred energy sites. It has powwows going in the summer. There's, I think, 110 or 120 lakes on the island. It's just a very nice place. If you like to, you know, get together with nature, that's a great place to do it. And I'm lucky enough to live there all year round. Most people work 50 weeks a year to spend 2 weeks there, and I live there all year.
Cool.
So you tend to take it for granted after a while until you drive down to a place as pressurized and velocity-oriented as a big city like Toronto or something. And then you get back home and you go, oh, my God, this is beautiful. I mean, Toronto is beautiful as well. But the contrast is just quite striking.
Sure. Yeah. So it's Manitoulin Island. Is that
yes,
how you say it?
Yes. Our motto is where men are men and sheep are nervous.
Oh, that is funny. I thought they only said that about Scotland, but
no. Well, there's a lot of, we have a lot of Scottish blood there, so maybe that's.
Well, I'm Scottish too, so that must be why I'm comfortable with you. And all you Canadians,
and sheep.
And sheep. Oh my God! So, but you're a teacher, Peter. So you're a teacher in the schools, and you teach music. And we had you on the show. Yes, a little bit of music. What do you mean? Yeah. You only teach a little?
Well, it's not my main teachable. I teach communication technology, computer programming, special needs, and music.
Oh, okay.
So it's a very small school, so I teach everything that nobody else wants to teach.
Well, you'd be a great teacher. I think, you know, you had us singing this song under the boardwalk with you. Well, we weren't singing. You were singing, and we were doing sounds. We were doing the sounds of the ocean, and we were doing the sounds of the seagulls. That was kind of fun. And, well, the whole thing was fun. And he was, you're very good at leading people. And the elephants, I know. Well, I love the elephants, but people around, they were tired. I was doing all the moves, though.
I noticed that. You got a level 4. That was quite good.
Well, thank you. I like singing, and I like that singing around the campfire kind of thing. And that was just so fun, you and Carl playing music together. And we should have had the singing bowls going then, because I know that.
And how about the moon?
And the moon, oh, my God, I took a beautiful picture, some beautiful pictures of the supermoon.
Oh,
it was almost
God.
Like it was brought in expressly for that night. It's like, oh, and here's the gorgeous supermoon.
And it's so clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Something.
Yeah, the singing bowls are such a serene energy, though. They're a different, they were around the campfire. If we were able to really focus in, and we'd kind of become one with it, I think. That would be the environment. Mm-hmm. I found it was perfect in the morning when I walked out and they were playing those things. They just pulled me in and then invited me to play, which was very nice. Thank you very much.
Oh.
I just, what a sound.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Nice. So many
we had
artists.
Noticed, you know, there were some birds around, but there weren't too many. But by the time we had finished, the woods all around us were just filled with tiny little sparrows and birds just chirping very, very softly. It was just being like surrounded in a sea of bird music. And it was, and even later on in the day, I was doing a little bit of therapy on one of the participants, and there were crickets. It was quite late. It was midnight at this point. And, you know, typically crickets aren't all in sync, and I was starting to strike some of the poles, and then I noticed that all the crickets went into sync. So then I started to play with crickets, and the results were incredible. So it was, just working with nature, and then having the power of nature work through the bowls and the vibrations, and it just reinforced it. It was something. Yeah,
there's a lot of depth in that stuff. I think I'm going to learn a great deal from you when we get together. I'm looking forward to it very much.
And I'll be learning from you as well, my friend.
it all goes around. It's a circle.
Yeah, that's right. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's such a lovely thing to see. You know, it just warms my heart how people came together at this event. And, you know, I was telling Elsie and Kevin, you know, I felt like I was leaving with so many more friends than I came with, even mm-hmm. though some – I did know you before, Peter, and we were at the other mm-hmm. event at the Oneness Center.
Yeah.
And we had talked before. But it was a very special thing to be in a natural environment, to be with Franco all weekend and Kimberly and the whole crew, the whole bunch of us, and in a very relaxed setting. I wish I had heard mm-hmm. more of you playing the bowls, but I know that you and I are friends now, Milan, so I look forward to hearing you play.
Oh, you'll
hearing
be
you
hearing
play.
Me. I'll be coming down
yeah.
with them.
I would love, yeah, you got to come. Come, that's right. Come over to, hop on over the border to New York, and
sure.
we'll do some events together. That would be awesome.
If you're into it at some point, I wouldn't mind participating in your show if we can figure out how to get that all set up.
I would
point.
Love that. Yeah,
love
let's
do that.
Let's try
so,
to do that. I think if
I
we could
Peter's
do work something. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
With Peter's experience, we could probably get something hooked up. Hey, Peter.
I'm thinking so.
Yeah,
that would be great, because I would love to have you on. I had said something to Peter before that I would love to have him on again. I think on the last show I was saying you have a great voice for radio, and so do you, Milan. You have a great voice for radio, too.
Oh, well,
and
thank you very much.
Everybody, well, everybody sounds great tonight. This is like you all sound so confident and so at ease with the whole process, so it's really a pleasure. I mean, I could basically sit back and just listen. You guys help.
We're with family. How can it not be that way, right?
Exactly.
So.
Oh, that's true. That's really true. But, you know, I do want to ask Peter, what is it that you're going to be playing at this event? And we do understand that Milan and Maurice are going to be starting off with the singing bowls, and then you're going to do some singing and some playing guitar. So what will you be performing?
Okay, originally I had I have an album that I did and was not happy with the mix, but I loved the songs, and two of them really fit. One was Send Love, and the second one was Make Peace. And I was mm-hmm. originally going to do recording to those back, play to those backing tracks with an electric guitar. And as I felt into it, I thought it should be much more organic, just an acoustic guitar. And when I heard the singing bowls, oh my God, this has to go with the song Make Peace. So I think I'll probably be doing one song, and it'll be Make Peace. So mm-hmm. what we'll probably do is have the singing bowl start, and they'll do their thing and just complete it, and then give me a little cue. And I'm going to basically join them, and they pick the first, again, as Milan was saying, the first three bowls that they picked suited perfectly to the guitar. We'll actually have to tune down slightly. Those bowls are tuned to what's called a Verdi A, which is 8 cents lower than a regular A. So our A440 is kind of contrary to nature, but a Verdi A, which is what their bowls are, is exactly in sync with nature. So basically they're going to give me a little cue, and I'm just going to kind of join them and meld into what I do and just do a soft acoustic version of that song. And when we're done, I think Carl will be coming on, and then they will kind of be the bookends to the whole musical thing, and they will probably be closing it. I mean, we haven't decided yet. We're not sure. But they'll probably be closing and bringing in James. But everything's amorphous at this point. We're going to meet tomorrow and just see what feels right. I find for these things that if I get my mind out of the way and just let it flow, you come up mm-hmm. with something beautiful. Like when Milan played me, he just started playing with a recording, and it was like, oh, my God, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, we try not to put too much thought into it. You know, we started, let's do this and do that. And then we got to let this flow. Let's just do it. Let's not talk about it. Let's just do it. And it came out the way that it did, and it worked perfectly. So, it was, yeah, you got to let the divine energy flow through you and the love, and you can't go wrong. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And with an acoustic guitar, I mean, there's no electric guitar pedals, and there's less mixing and technical things and fiddling around. So it's a much simpler in terms of an electronic setup.
Yeah.
So it'll just be a natural. I just want it to be smooth and natural and flow get out of the way, get the mind out of the way, and let those neurons in the heart fire.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
Nice. Well, that'll be great. And I think, you know, that the whole idea of being open to things kind of developing in the moment is really at the heart of the creative process. And so that's going to be beautiful, and I'm definitely going to be there with live stream listening. And psyched that I know all of you, so I'll be, you know, it'll be different for me. I've been like, oh, there they are. yeah, and but what was the thing? Gosh, there was something I was going to say, and there it goes. My memory is not very good right now. That's not a good thing.
I'll yak while you're
remember, there's no
it.
Good or bad.
It's good.
That's
it's
right.
Good.
It's all a polarity.
In the long run. But I just
talk amongst
say,
ourselves here.
I just want to say it is such an honor and such a pleasure to serve, to be alongside such great people. I mean, you know, everyone on that stage is just, I mean, I'm thrilled to be in their company and honored to be able to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Honored is the word.
No.
And I'm just elated. I'm just very, very happy and very grateful.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Immense gratitude and love. Yeah.
You know, that's what I was thinking about, just how beautifully it all came together. And so when you even told me, Peter, I think we were kind of messaging each other yesterday or commenting on something, and you were like, oh, and we're going to have the Tibetan singing bowls. I'm like, I know. Even though you hadn't told me, but because I was there, and Milan said, oh, Peter asked me, and I guess it wasn't a definite, but I knew that it would come together. And I think, you know, that is the beautiful thing about this kind of event that happened this past weekend at IAS, is that it brought together all these beautiful, like-minded, like-hearted souls. And you can meet somebody for the first time and become good friends. And, like, look at this. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to be creating together. And it sounds like you'll continue to collaborate together in some way. Peter, you were telling us, I'm not sure if you mentioned it on the show last week, but I know you told me that you were developing some kind of binaural beats or something to be used with Franco and Antonia. So I don't know if you can talk about that a little bit. I think that's interesting.
Sure. Well, it's just an experiment. I just I get very I'm like acid on metal with certain things, and I wanted to learn about math and music and frequency and pitches and how they relate to various things. So I read a book called Mathemagical Music Production. I forget the guy's name, the author, but I friended him on Facebook. The guy is absolutely brilliant, and he just went through musical production from top to bottom if you want to make it more enlightened music, and it makes complete sense. The only thing he didn't mention was 528. He didn't mention that frequency, and he said that, you know, it's more of a Len Horowitz thing and a biblical thing, and it doesn't hold enough mathematical weight. And I looked at it, and it makes sense. But I thought, I'm a big fan of James and Frank, and I very, very much trust everything they say. I really do. I thought, well, I'm going to try it out. So what I did was I thought, what's the easiest way to make the music work? And if there's things called solfeggio tones, which resonate to the various chakras, but if you play them all together, they don't necessarily work that well, like normal music, like you'd expect to hear. So what I did was I created binaural beats. It was pretty simple to do. There's a software called Gnarl, G-N-A-R-U-L, I think. And you basically, it's freeware. You put it on your computer. It doesn't work on a Mac. Only works on a PC. And you pick your carrier tone. So the carrier tone is, first off, I should explain binaural beats. Binaural beats are two frequencies at once, one in each ear. And the disparity between them is what sets your approximate brainwave state. So if I put 100 hertz into one ear and 112 hertz into the other ear, that will entrain your brain to go to 12 hertz. And I can gradually bring it down, down, down. So slow your brainwaves down to where you're to the point of a Buddhist monk or a Sistine nun. So that's the principle behind it. Holosync has been doing it for years, and it's pretty good. I've done a lot of that stuff, so I thought, okay, I'm just going to try it out. So I just wanted to contribute, give something to Franco. I mean, he's given so much to me to change my life. So I thought, I just want to give something, you know, that nobody else can do. or not many other people can do. So I created a series of binaural beats, and they use 528 as a carrier tone. And when they bring your brain frequency down, they bring it to a harmonic of 528. So it would be 6.25 hertz and then 4. whatever hertz. So basically it drops your brain down. So to disguise that, you don't want that beeping kind of going on the whole time. It's kind of irritating. So I had to create some music that would kind of mask it and make it sound soothing. So all I had to do was take regular music and tune it up 4/100ths of a semitone. So I tuned my guitars and my synthesizers up. And then I put on some wave sounds or brook sounds or whatever. And I just thought as an experiment, I just put one of Franco's clearings on that and just passed it to him. And he's a pretty tech-savvy guy. So if he likes it, I'll just pass it over to him and he can run with that template. And he can put some of his clearings on that. So essentially, you should be able to listen to a clearing, and it should drop you to a certain brain state. But I haven't even really tested it out yet. I've been so busy. But when I get back, that's one of the things I want to do. So, yeah,
well,
so that's it in a nutshell.
Awesome. Excuse me. You know, I have heard of Holosync, and I've listened to that back when gosh, I think I heard about that through The Secret years ago.
Okay.
Bill Harris?
Bill Harris, yeah. I read all the books.
Mm-hmm.
And did the,
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I did too. I think a level 11 of Holosync. Like I could not meditate at all, and that was wonderful. It really cracked the shell for me. So I just stuck with it and diligently did it for an hour a day, but I mean, so I'm not a good person to test my binaural beats on because I can go so low so quickly. And I don't know how that would affect somebody who's not used to entrainment.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's like a whole nother. Do you guys know anybody listening that's on the show with us? Have you guys heard of this before?
Mm-hmm.
Elsie and Milan?
No. Nope.
Kevin?
Myself.
No?
Yes, I'm familiar with it. Done a little bit of research. I haven't been able to dabble with it like Peter has, but I have quite an interest. I've also been looking at the 432 as well, which is on the Franco site, on the Collective Evolution site. I think they have a nice article on it, which is interesting.
All the music previous to the I think the Rockefellers, whoever got basic control of the Musicians Association, it was 432, which is a Verdier. That was a standard in Bach's time or Beethoven's time. And that is mathematically related to the Earth, the rotation of the Earth, the pyramids, everything. It relates exactly.
Wow. So what is the? So what about this, but the papers or the stickers that James Fu is working with, these energy papers, are supposed to be bringing us up to, what is it, 527, 528?
528.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
the low frequency.
So it's actually higher than music thing.
Oh yeah. Well, think of them as ladders that you can paste your music on. And it doesn't say like one or the other, but the Verity A is certainly a much more natural A than the A440. That will work much better with birds and things like this, like natural sounds. That's for sure. And the 528 is a healing frequency. I'm taking all the oxygen here, but cut in any time, Kevin, if you want. Okay. But the 528, in my opinion, I mean, if I play something at A440, you're going to hear one A440, and then when the bass line comes back around to an A, you'll hear another one. So it's pop, 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 pop. And in my opinion, I mean, just my opinion, I'm not an expert, but a sustained frequency is a thing that really gives you an entrainment. So the idea of the 528 is a sustained 528 that lasts for, 72 minutes. And that entrains the 528. And then the binaural beats go to a harmonic of 528. The tempo of the music is 66 beats, which is another harmonic of 528. So it's not a 528 or a 432. They're just both more natural systems as opposed to the A440. So if you're playing regular music and it's not just, around one sustained pitch, an A432 is a way, way better way to go, which is what we're going to do for Carl's album for sure.
Nice. Wow.
Cool.
So There's so many cool things happening, and it's really exciting how everybody's coming together and lending, you know, what they're good at, what they're naturally drawn to help expand consciousness. Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah, this weekend with Franco, and then not only listening to everything that Franco shared with us, with the information and the transmissions and the clearings and activations, but also all of us coming together as community, to expand on our light and to come together and make an even brighter light is it's very special. And I'm so glad that I got to have all of you guys on the show. I really didn't even know how today would work out. All I knew was that I was excited and wanted to share with my listeners my own excitement about having been back to Canada again. And I was like, well, I'm definitely doing a show, even though it was like I was exhausted yesterday. It was hard. I couldn't even promote the show. I was trying to do it. I fell asleep. I needed some time to recover. This is so nice that it's only a couple days after the retreat happened that we get to talk about this. And then, like, there's still other excitement. Here we are talking about this, you know, the work that you're doing, Peter, and that you're sharing. And you're going to be sharing some things at this event that's only Thursday night. And I know that Antoni, I don't know if she's able to listen, to tune in and listen to this, but I am so excited that that this kind of fell into Antonia's lap. And it's really nice how everybody's sort of come together around it, because you guys weren't even planned. This music thing wasn't going to happen until, like, how did that get added to the roster? Was that just through Carl? Or what happened?
In my case, Antoni had emailed me and said, would you like to do some music? I said, well, I got a lot going. I'm not really sure. I guess maybe she missed the email or something. So it would be really great to have you. And someone was saying, well, I think I better do this. And I'm so glad I did. So that's how it happened for me. And I'm not sure what, and Carl's thing, I'd imagine was, I don't know.
You're not going to let Carl back on the phone, I guess.
he's got that six-stand black belt there. It's kind of hard to stop him when he wants the phone. I think he wants it.
Yeah, he wants it.
So,
Do you want to let him back? I feel bad. I would love to have both of you on the show.
I'm trying to fight him off. I'm doing pretty good. I'm holding my own. I'm doing all right. Look at this. He hasn't got off the couch yet. Well, he's off the couch now. He's coming for me. I don't know if I can hang on to the phone.
Oh, my God.
I love you for giving me.
Are you back? Are you back?
I'm back. It's me.
All right. Fine. Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, since we are doing, okay. Oh, Franco's on the call. So I want to take him on. Can I just take Franco on, because I'm so excited that he's here?
Only if you tell him he's not as funny as me.
Okay, well, here we go. All right, I'm going to check it out. Hello, is this Franco? Franco Di Nicola?
It certainly is.
Yay!
Hey, Franco.
Yay! Yes, Carl, I'm Franco. Not as funny as you are, absolutely. I work at it.
Oh, you hit that thing, Franco. Sorry, I was only joking, sort of.
Well, is it true? I don't know. I mean, I'm a little biased. I think Franco's hilarious, but
yeah.
Carl, you
no,
run a close
is.
Second.
No, he is. I admit it.
So,
just not as
I'm
funny
so...
as me. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. We'll just keep that one going. You're not as funny as Carl Stedman, Franco. But anyway, Franco Di Nicola, what an amazing retreat this weekend was at the IAS Center. And I'm so excited that you could take some time to call in and be with us tonight. So thank you so much for everything.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad that I made it back enough time that the show was still running and get a chance to chat. But the retreat was one of the more powerful ones, and it seems like it gets more powerful each time. And the question was asked, what makes them more powerful? Is things changing? And I say, well, it's the people that they're attending are changing. And that's what made it even more powerful. Because I can, you know, when we're doing it, I mean, I sense people's energy and I feel how the movement is going, and it was the most vibrant that I've experienced in a long time. So it was an absolute, absolute pleasure to have everybody there, and it seemed like it almost like an endless abundance of, you know, love was going on, and the fact that the connection, it was just, you know, what I, it was a great example of oneness coming together, because, you know, people came together, it just started to merge. It's almost like the barriers that everybody, like the shell that everybody had around them normally in day-to-day life, after a short while that it got going, it seemed like everybody opened up, everybody let their shield down, let themselves be themselves there, and it was great. It was an absolute pleasure to be there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, and, you know, definitely the oneness was felt. I was saying earlier in the show that, especially on, I think that was Sunday, I can't remember what day is what, but at one point I just was really feeling so connected, and I definitely left that event a changed person. I really shifted. I did make the shift.
Good.
I think so.
Everybody experienced some form of shift in them, some a little bit more dramatic than others, but others are still in process, meaning that, you know, the event may not be running at this moment, but, it's, you know, the changes within them, the activations with them are still active, and, you know, more of it will be activated and stimulated during their journey as they go out and play, because that's the key thing, is to play with life, play with the changes that are going on, and just flow, because in that state, it's a progressive growth that's going on, and really, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, how do I go with the change? It seems so difficult. Well, it's difficult when you take it on as a task, when you take it on as a job, saying, okay, this is what I got to do, I got to work on myself. Well, the thing is, all you're doing is playing with whatever you have with yourself. Going in with that state, then what used to be so big, so powerful, so intense, and seeing that it's something that I, you know, have to really work hard on, becomes now very light because of the fact that you see it, oh, okay, it's just a program, it's just an experience, it's just play. I'm going to play with this. And all you're doing is creating alteration in your experiential part of it rather than, you know, taking it on and, okay, I got to fix this or I got to heal this or that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes it very powerful, is just shifting it into that state. And that, really what happens, as Peter was saying, with the vibration, when you go into play and when you're seeing it as just a role that you're shifting and an alteration or shifting that's happening inside, your vibration is quite high. So you're much more impactful and able to really manage through it with ease rather than with a challenge or difficulty. So,
right.
I mean, all the tools are great, and that's what makes it sport. When people say, well, you know, does the music help change? Well, it does. It changes the vibration so that your viewpoint changes, so that you're now looking at it in a lighter fashion. You see the beauty, the perfection in it, and how it's served, and then you're actually in an empowered state, would be able to find out how much of it more you need to play, or if you're done with it, and then it's just a matter of letting it go, transition from one state to the next, and it makes it so much easier, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I just want to say, Franco, wow, what a great retreat. And I've been with, you know, I've been working with you for a while. I've been friends with you. I stayed at your house, which was amazing, just the week before with you and Kimberly, and went to the other retreat. And yet, this was a very intense, special retreat this weekend. And I think the setting had a lot to do with it. And, you know, I've been talking with Kevin and Elsie since the beginning of the show. And, you know, thanking them for really holding a beautiful space for people to be in. And it was just so comfortable. It was like hanging out at a friend's house. And
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
really
you can
nice.
See the difference, too. Mm-hmm. the environment was really, really comfortable, like you were saying, and it just felt like somebody's home. In essence, I mean, somebody going to a retreat and, you don't have the same level of standards in the sense of, you know, everybody having their own bathroom, having their own, own room. So there was a lot of sharing, a lot of commune, and even though we only had two bathrooms and whatever else was going there, people were so open to allow each other to make sure that they had whatever they needed, when they needed it, and so forth. There was no drama. There was none of that playing out that, you've seen pretty well in any of my retreats I've been in. I've never seen it, but I've seen other retreats that I've attended or did a small talk in or something of that nature. There's always this, who does what, and, I don't have everything the way I want, or they start picking on each other. But as you can see there, it's everybody was just in a space in a short period of time of, love just being each other equal, and that was made it even much more powerful. And then, of course, the environment there around nature, the energy of Kevin and Elsie and what everybody brought to the table, and just allowing that shift, because that's the first thing. And I do, because I work with people, I bring them to their natural state as quickly as possible, so that in that natural state they can feel at ease. There's none of the other stuff that comes up normally, where the ego mind starts going, well, I got to do this and that. Whenever it did come out, it was more for them to look at what was playing out in a discussion state where we were discussing it in the group. And people did share some of the stuff that was going on in their life, and they felt very comfortable to do so. It wasn't like, well, I got to talk to you secretly or privately later because, there's something happening to me. As you saw, it felt so comfortable that people shared. They said, okay, this is what's happening in my life and so forth. And everybody benefited from it too, because everybody's got certain things that they're playing with. And when you hear somebody else share it, and of course, as you know, anything that is brought up in the group assists everybody, and it creates a shift in their paradigm. It actually creates an opening with whatever they're dealing with, even if it's not the same. So it's just amazing how the dynamics work. And that's what I love about, retreats and so forth, that when we do it, it is very transformative, but people get to see more of their natural state within that environment.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But again, it's the people that play, and you always need somebody that has to be in a state where they can create the energy to shift it. So it was that's the thing, and that's what I do with everybody else that came along. It's just, we were able to change the way people see the world and how they see each other and so forth, so that you can actually go into that play state and feel comfortable and be open.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly the play, the aspect of seeing it all as play, is a big part of that, and relaxing into it. And I mean, I don't know what you guys experience, what everybody else on the call here experienced, but I can just say that, I had things come up for me, and I spent a little time apart from the group, and I missed some of your talk, Franco, but I had to kind of something came up, so I wanted to give myself a little time to feel it outside. And then I came back in, and it just really shifted for me again. But anything, if it does come up, it goes so quickly. That's what I found for me. So it was just such a gift. But I'm wondering if anybody else has anything they want to say to Franco about what they experienced this weekend. Chime in.
I'd have to say exactly the same thing, CJ. Exactly the same. It was, I had quite a few moments of some pretty intense emotions, and I was amazed at how quickly and openly I was able to look at them. See the value in them, see their purpose, release them with love, and move on. And the speed that I was able to do that in, stuff that I had been struggling with for 30, 40 years of my life, and it was gone in minutes. And I have to thank thank Franco and the beautiful energy that he created for us all to do that work. And we were all working on each other and with each other and you know, helping Mother Earth and everyone on this beautiful planet that we have. And it was just amazing. Just amazing. I honestly have to say I've never experienced anything like that. And, yeah, I have to thank you all for that beautiful experience. Mm. Thank you. Especially you, Franco. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was a pleasure. And that's Milan, right?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Ah, absolutely. Thank you for being part of it. Your energy did definitely complement greatly with the whole experience there for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. That's a great honor to hear that from you. So thank you.
You're
beautiful.
Welcome.
I'm really looking forward. You know, I was just going to also say it's amazing the cohesive oneness of this group, because I believe the majority of the participants are going to be there on Thursday. It's the ones that are local enough to be able to participate. And that, you know, it just shows that we've shifted from one retreat to Dr. Emoto's presentation, which is just going to be fantastic, and to carry that energy over from the retreat, you know, just a matter of a few days afterwards. I think it's going to be quite a powerful event with that happening as well. So,
absolutely,
and
you have something that you're going to be sharing too while you're there.
Yes, we were speaking on that earlier, and we're just so excited about providing, you know, performing with Peter and being able to share the beautiful vibrational energy of these Tibetan singing bowls. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's such an honor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm.
I had a very powerful experience yesterday as well. I'll just share it very quickly. Since 2005, I had a really big shift, but yesterday I spent 2 hours with my two nieces and nephew, up from the age of 30 to 40, and we've never ever spoken about this, and yet I always bring it up, but they never want to talk about it. But yesterday we spoke for 2 hours about consciousness, and I shared some of the things that we were doing, Franco, and it was like it was just like such a big shift that they actually spoke about it for that length of time, which was incredible. And I believe it was something that you've shifted in me, Franco, to be able to, for them to participate somehow in what I'm feeling. And it was absolutely, it was a joy to be able to talk like that with my own family.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. So thanks, Franco.
Oh, you're welcome. And that's what happens is when we shift, we create such a powerful energy shift in ourselves that everybody around you are affected and open them up, and whatever adjustment occurs within yourself, actually, whenever you do connect with someone. Because I've had people that have come to the events or anything of that nature, and then there's been people that haven't talked to for 10, 20, 30 years because of certain strife or something that happened a long time ago. And then somebody just picks up, one of them calls, picks up the phone and calls him and has the most amazing conversation that they've ever had in their life. And they hadn't even spoken for 20, 30 years. And they go, what happened? You know, and it's just the energy of the person that attended actually changed the whole dynamics of everybody that they're interconnected, because everybody's linked, right? So
yeah.
The moment that changes, it changes. And that's not one time. It's happened many, many times for different ways. So, Carl, yes, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Isn't this nice? This is a nice energy of everybody together. And it's so nice that we could do this so quickly after this event. Franco, I was telling them before you came on that it was really hard for me to leave. I didn't even leave till 8:30. And I blocked
didn't want
Milan
you to leave
in. So, yeah, I kept Milan
yes.
in from leaving. And
I was the last one to leave.
Yeah, it's so funny. But meanwhile, I hugged you and Kimberly, you Franco and Kimberly, so many times. I was like, oh, I'm gonna miss you. Because you know, I love Kimberly so much, and she's such a wonderful energy. And it was really nice to meet her sister, and the two of them were so cute and funny. We got. I hope you got a good picture of them, like the two of them laying down on the couch together for
to get ready
for the clearing and activation. you know, just to like to give people an example of what went on. I think you did. What was it? Three activations this week. There was one Friday night, which was very powerful, and I could tell you that shifted me so much. Just the first night that I was able to communicate with a friend of mine that there was like some tension with for a few days, and then right after that activation, I sent a message, and then it was like wiped away.
Awesome.
It was so nice, and it continued, that feeling continued, and then, like you were talking about, Carl, you know, I had a conversation when I got over the line, you know, into the States, and called my friend, and we were talking, and I was able to speak to him in a way that there was just, I don't even know how to describe it with words, but Franco, there's something... I don't know, it's a combination of listening to your information and the clearings or activations, but also you did some kind of work with us in the sleep state, you said.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know what happened, but it was amazing. I do feel like a different person in a lot of ways.
Beautiful.
So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being receptive because, you know, I don't oversee the souls. So when I do go around and work on the different people there, it's the souls that, like your own soul said, yeah, I'm ready for this and let's go, you know. So the appropriate adjustments that it was ready were made, and it was just, yeah, it kept me busy all night, that's for sure. But it was a real pleasure. It was a real pleasure to be able to do that. So, that's the Friday night was, you know, it was to get people in the state to integrate all the rest of it for the rest of the 2 days, right? So the Friday night was, that's why I do that process, is to bring you, you know, let go of the past, let go of, you know, bring yourself in the moment. That was the key there. And then do that activation and then overnight actually do the alterations that would be, so basically it was two nights of alterations that were provided, which was great, you know. So then of course come Sunday night I had to catch up on the work, so I had to go back to the global stuff, or what we call planetary modifications, right? So but it was a real pleasure to me. It was like a treat because in a way it's, you're dealing with a smaller group, you're dealing with, and when I say smaller group, you're not dealing with, you know, moving around all over the planet working with larger scales of people, like hundreds of thousands of people, right? But you're working with individuals, and it's really it feels, I don't know if you can call it gratifying, but in a way, but you could see the measurable changes that have taken place very, very quickly.
That's so cool. So for one night you were just working on, you weren't working on the whole world as you normally do, but you were just working with us. I feel so special.
Wow.
Well, the soul granted two nights of working with you guys, and it was just great.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know, I felt it on the Friday night right away too, and and I opened up about my pain, and I could feel, you know, Franco working on me, and I felt that whole room just embracing me in love, and I think it really gave me energy that I needed for that weekend, because I didn't feel any pain that weekend. I felt energized, and we were up late, and it, you know, we were able to do everything we needed to do, and it didn't seem like a problem. It was just, everything was just flowing the way that it needed to.
It was wonderful. It felt great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. You wake up in the morning, and you feel shifted, and you're ready and anxious to do some more work.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Great.
Well, thank you, Elsie, for, I didn't realize you were on there. Thank you for accommodating, you know, all the people that did show up and to make it so special for everybody. It was, like, seamless in many, many ways. So
Thank you for being there. We were so grateful that you were able to do that, too, because, you know, you've been doing your retreats at the Oneness Center, and for you to actually take time and to come here and be with us was, we're just really appreciative and grateful for that
incredibly
experience.
Special.
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing is, and this is what I find, is that each place that you do it has a different energy. Each of the retreats had a slightly different subject or different focus, let's put it this way. So all of them kind of combined on top of each other. So in essence, it was great to do three 2-day, and this one was 2.5. But in a sense, to be able to do it in that way, so that each one, you know, complemented the other in a sense. And it felt right because, you know, even when you asked me, Elsie, at one point, do you still want to do it? And my soul automatically said, yeah, we're doing it. And,
cool. And
because it needed to happen. And I know it needed to happen specifically there because the land, your place, the people, we're going to all experience a transformation, and it was necessary. The timing was right, let's put it this way, even though there is no time, but the alignments were just perfect for it to be there at that time. And look at it, you know, the 3 days were just beautiful weather.
Oh,
I know.
Incredible. Yeah.
No.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We closed it out with a super
moon
as well.
And also the Facebook event page, we had some cool numbers that just happened when Kevin put that Facebook event page together, and it was 333444 at the end or
right
something
end
like that,
it,
right?
It was a random number generated from Facebook, yeah.
So we
really?
Thought,
what do you
yeah.
mean 33344? What do you mean?
Well, you know, it gets assigned when you create a Facebook page, it gets assigned a URL, and so that the URL that it was assigned had, you know, 333s, 444s, and we thought, well, I wonder what's going to happen, and we didn't ever anticipate the numbers of people, but of course, I think we underestimate how much people love Franco. And how much
that's coming in, that's becoming very clear. Can I just say about the 333444? When I was leaving and I was driving home, and I stopped and I got a cup of coffee at one stop, and the charge for the coffee came out to $4.44.
Wow.
And then I went to put gas in my car, and it came out to $33.33.
Nice.
Wow.
That's so great.
Well, if you remember, CJ, when you left, I noticed your license plate had 222 on it,
yeah.
And you talked about how your shirt the night before had 22 on it, and I was mentioning how the twos represented ultimate love, and yeah, so there's some twos in there for you.
Wow, it's so cool. Well, to me, I've always taken that as a sign that I'm in alignment when things, the numbers come together like that. And so to hear you say that, Elsie, is so cool.
Interesting.
And you know, Franco, we were saying before you came on how when we were speaking with Peter, it just seemed like everybody, you know, came together in such a way, I mean, to the point where Milan came to the show. He had never heard of you before, right, Milan? You'd only
just
heard about
recently,
Franco.
Yeah,
I
had heard one activation online that I had taken through Masterpiece Life, and I was so incredibly moved, and the power was just incredible. I had to had that, and the opportunity presented itself. I think it was Tuesday I found out about it, and I was jumped right on it. So, and yeah.
Yeah,
had to be there. So,
and now you're going to be performing at the event on Thursday night with everybody. So that's
it's unbelievable. Yeah,
so cool.
Quickly, and you know, a lot of dreams are coming true, and just meeting so many wonderful people, and it's everyone's like family, and you know, it seems like we're all filling in the little holes that. You know, where we need a little bit of help here, or extra little push to move us into where we're going, and it's just beautiful. We're all going to help each other push everyone forward, and yeah, I'm so happy to be a part of it. It's great.
Yay.
Let's play, right, Franco? Let's play.
Exactly. That's how we change the world, and we change the whole human experience through play.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Put joy in everything. So.
Mm-hmm.
This is And this whole show kind of fell together very, very easily, down to me thinking of doing it just as the day we were all leaving. And I'm so psyched that everybody could be on the show with me. Mm-hmm. And that came together so nicely without any effort. And to the, you know, Franco being able to call in and be with all of us right now is like the icing on the cake. So I'm just so grateful to all of you and to Franco for providing this this wonderful feeling that we're all kind of swimming in right now. I just, you know, I want to ask you, Franco, though, do you think that the shifts that occurred this weekend for us as a collective, if this is going to make a big difference for the energies that are coming in September, September 21st, is that?
Yes, actually, all three of them were designed to create enough alteration and shifting within to be able to navigate through the changes. So, yes, the one we just did this weekend that just passed was even a further step in that direction. Because, I mean, the energies that are coming in, it's about letting go, really letting go and moving forward. That's really the thrust of that energy. So it's going to push energetically through every aspect of ourselves to either, you know, catch, like the whole theme is you either ride the wave or you get hit by the wave, you know, and and the hitting is really just to basically bring you to a bit more intense state so that you can actually finally let it go. Sometimes, you know, what happens is that we get so attached to certain experiences and certain parts of our lives, and we tend to experience some feedback and say, okay, if I hold on to this state, you know, there's a security, but then there's also, you know, I'm getting some things in return and aspects of feeling, you know, people saying, oh, poor you, this and that or whatever, you know, we kind of tend to get attached to certain experience. So the what happens is the intensity that will come through, and in most cases in anything that we do in life, sometimes the intensity has to get to a point where you just can't hang on to it anymore and you have to let it go. And that's kind of what this whole energy field is coming through. But to make it easier, this is one of the reasons we teamed up and started to create certain events to be able to get people prepared. Now, we have two more coming up, and one is actually on the day that starts, which is on the 21st of September. That will be the initiation of that particular energy. And then that one is to get people, it will be myself and James, which will be doing not only a large energetic, what we can call an actual energetic transformation that will prepare you to actually, you know, ride the waves and increase the vibration at the same time, which will be on the 21st, and to get you going and bring you to that level so that you can actually get on the surfboard and stay on the surfboard type of thing, so that you're catching the waves, if I'm using that as an analogy. Right. And then on the 19th of October is the boost. That's the kind of keep you on track, because this wave of energy is 3 months long, exactly. Wow. 3 months. So, and of course, it's there to really just keep you on track so that you stay, because it's not all of a sudden you have to drop everything instantaneously and say, okay, I'm now completely clear. I mean, that option is there. But for many people, it's not. So that wave that's coming through is going to kind of ride you for a while to really get your stuff done. And again, if you go through a state of play within it, and it becomes a lot easier. So those are going to be two of them. They're both one-day events, so the 21st of September and then the 19th of October. Those are basically designed to assist you with this part. Now, the ones we just did, of course, if you attended or you played a part in it, you know, you're already much readier, if that's a good word, to be able to... I make up words along the way sometimes.
I love that.
Can't seem to fit it in there.
He knows what
you're
saying. People
so cute.
Understand.
Yeah.
So anyways, it was a more of a preparation that was done ahead of time. And anyways, I'm getting some feedback. I don't know. Are you guys hearing me okay? Or
Yeah, we can hear
you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It must be just on my end. But anyways, that was the it's cleared up now. That's with the weekend and the other ones actually were just preparing for you to be able to really get on board quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And without getting, the key was not to get hit by it by any means, because even if you get hit by it, then you'll be able to get out of it very quickly in the sense of using it as a tool. Because what's going to happen for many people, it's going to be that already let go a lot of stuff and they're already in motion, moving in life. They'll actually feel a boost. In a sense, they'll feel, there's a bit of a relief, but it also there's an alignment that feels like, okay, this feels more comfortable for me. And then the ones that are still holding on to the 3D world and so forth is going to actually feel very impactful. At that point, it's going to feel hard for them. It's going to make it, but that's only with great love to serve. It's not, punishment or, if I'm not ready, then I'm, something bad's going to happen to me. No. It's just basically, it's a motivator at this point in time to get you going, because the souls have actually called it in, okay? What happens is you have to understand the souls actually rely on the body and the mind to actually be able to experience itself in this new fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness. So a lot of times when we say we're stuck, we're not stuck at the soul level. The soul may be experiencing stuckness because of the mind and the body, okay? In many cases, it's really the mind, because the mind actually has a lot of control over the body's experience. So it's the mind, and what does the mind have? Well, it's either the ego very powerfully with all the programs, or it's just programs, conditioning, and that are there, and belief systems and so forth, or patterns that we've taken on that keep us in a repetitive pattern of, repeating the same thing but not moving forward or letting go of those things. And then the soul feels it very difficult. So the soul will continue to be able to create events to kind of learn from it in the sense of those old programs and then step out of it. But there's times it just, like I was saying in the weekend, it has to get a lot stronger and stronger and stronger. So at this point, there's so many souls that are kind of still stuck in that pattern. It said, okay, let's work together here and let's use a way to bring in these energies so that in actual fact we get a boost. We get a knockdown or we pick up the wave so that we can actually make progress. But that is happening at the mind level, and then it frees the soul to be able to move even further.
Wow. Well, that's great. I mean, I'm definitely glad that I attended this wonderful conference because it really took it up a notch for me. I mean, and I even stayed at your house the week before and went to I was working it. I mean, playing, of course. But I'll reframe that. But I mean, and I had the best time with you guys and just felt like I got so much closer. It was so nice. But there was something that was very powerful about this event, especially the combination of people that were there. And I think the intention of everyone that came together, I do feel that I'm boosted up already and that it's just going to keep going. And I want to come back for the events that you're doing in September and October. I just think that it's all coming together, and I feel really, really psyched for the changes that are occurring. And there is something, as we're able to let go of these belief systems and these programs, there is such a lightness to the spirit that we can experience. It's just so pleasant. And then that joy to be connecting with others around that, and this feels like there's a real momentum going. And I know, with for you guys there, you have this other event on Thursday, the Power of Consciousness event with Masaru Emoto that you're going to be, that Franco, that you're going to be doing an hour talk about oneness in, I don't know how they're going to keep it to only 1 hour. That might be a little difficult for you.
Good luck.
Yes.
But it'll be like a teaser, a little teaser for people, you know what I mean? And also just kind of coming together. I'm hoping that more people are deciding to jump on that and at least do the live stream if they can't go to the live event, because I don't know if people that are listening to the show know, but I actually, I think I had listened to something maybe from Masterpiece Life initially with you on it, Franco, but it was from a live stream event of when you did Symphony of Meditation in California. That was the first time that I really got to be with you and, you know, for like a whole weekend watching you and listening to you, that really transformed me. And that's when I reached out to you. And we made a connection then, and it was a little bit after that we started working together on the shows. But I'm so grateful to have found you, and it was like a really nice culmination for me to come to this weekend. And you know, I always felt very connected to the people of that area, and it's going to be hard for me if I don't move there. At least want you guys to come down to New York and bring that great energy over here. Continue to spread this great energy and light around. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for being here with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Wonderful. And thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, my pleasure, my absolute pleasure. And I'm so glad that I followed my intuition, because it wasn't even until after the show we did last week that and I told everybody the story, but that Peter Nelson and also Carl, everybody talking about it got me so excited. And I can't imagine if I didn't come. So I'm just so thankful. So, you know, I guess we do have to bring the show to a close, as it's already, this is very easy to do. It's gone over time. Now it's about 2.5 hours. So I know that Elsie and Kevin have been with me from the very beginning of the show, and you probably have to get up tomorrow maybe to do something, and I should let everybody go.
Well, good. We're very grateful that you included us in this.
Yeah, enjoying it.
Well, hey, Kevin, sorry, one sec. Can I tell them who you're recording with? Was that okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
Go on, Kev. I'll let you tell them who you're recording with this week.
Okay. We have a special guest at the church, a friend of ours, and he was he toured the world with a band by the name of In Excess, and what a dear friend of ours, and he's come to the church, and we're going to work on some music together, and that's the recording project right now. So he's over at the church, minding the church, and we're at the house talking right now. So we're just getting ready, and we've been soaking up some of this energy and playing the acoustic and just working with the moment, and it's been wonderful. And he is actually feeling the energy too, and he just keeps saying to me, I don't know what it is, but I can't come here, and I just feel great. And he's looking outside, and he's seeing the nature, as Franco was describing it there on the last day, and he's really soaking it up, even though he wasn't here. So it's going to be a really beneficial session, and something magical, I think, is really going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
See, Kevin's so modest, he wouldn't have brought that up, you see. staying there and recording with him, but he's so modest, he wouldn't tell you.
Wow, that's so cool. In Excess.
Yeah.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
It's J.D. Fortune.
J.D. Fortune, yeah.
Oh, J.D. Fortune is his name?
Mm-hmm. Jason.
Sounds like a cool...
Uncle Jason Dekaya.
We call him Jason.
Love it. Love that name. Well, please give our best to him.
We will.
You know, keep up the great energy in your beautiful space there. And thanks for bringing that up, Carl. It's so nice. I mean, you know, when Carl is the person that introduced Franco to Elsie and Kevin, and so it's all like a beautiful full circle coming back around.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
And I just want to say thank you to everyone that came on the show. Thank you to everyone that's listening. And, you know, this all came about through my connection with Franco Di Nicola, who I love so much, and I just am so honored that to be your friend, Franco, and to be able to, you know, spread your word to my listeners, to our listeners, and to the community. And just I have great love for all of you. Thank you, Milan, for coming on. Thank you, Peter Nelson and Carl Stedman. And Milan, how do you say your last name? Is it Lycos?
Lycon.
Yeah. So you will have a Facebook presence and you'll have a website, so we'll let people know when you send that to me. But if anybody's going to go to this event on Thursday, check out masterpiecelife.com or emototoronto.com to get tickets to the event. And it's coming down to the wire. It's less than 2 days away. And you're all going to be there, so I'm envious, but I'll be with you in spirit, and
you will.
Me.
We will.
All right, then. And we should make a little announcement, Franco. So our next show we're going to do is going to be September 9th. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. We confirmed it on Sunday. So just for our regular listeners, we'll be putting something up on Facebook, but the next time Franco's on with me will be September 9th, and I'll put something out about that to get some questions gathered for that show. And next week I'll be doing a show with my friend Christine Northrup, who is a shaman here in Saratoga. And we'll be doing a show about the Saratoga spirit scene. We were going to have that today, but I had to do this show about this weekend because it was so inspiring to me. But I'm looking forward to continuing bringing the energy here to New York, to the Saratoga area, and expanding and building community here. So just want to say thank you so much, everyone. And if anybody wants to get more information about what's going on, you can always Facebook message me. I'm Claudia Helmke Miller on Facebook. Or you can go to my website, which is wholeearthhealing.com. If you want to check out Franco's website, it's francodinicola.com. And Elsie and Kevin, what's your website again for your retreat center?
Ayus.ca, A-Y-U-S.ca.
A-Y-U-S.ca, because, you know, the Canadians, a lot of it's .ca rather than .com. So for us Americans, we need to be reminded of that. And I think the link is below the player on Blog Talk here. And Carl, what is it, Carl Stedman on Facebook, and you also have some of your songs on YouTube as well, and MySpace, I think you said.
Yes.
So check him out. Peter Nelson, I don't know if Peter Nelson has does he have a website? Can you ask Peter?
Peter, do you have a website?
No, I'm not looking for any business.
Well, tell Peter thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing with all of us his beautiful energy.
Thank you.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
Hi.
So,
I got the phone back from Carl.
Oh, good. Well, if you want to say hi to Franco, we're all saying goodbye to each other. So just want to say
Franco.
Thanks.
Hi, Peter. Nice connecting with you. I look forward to Thursday, actually. So,
yeah.
That'd be fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything.
Oh, thank you.
Yay.
Okay.
It's so nice.
Well, thank you so
much,
CJ.
Oh,
yes.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Peter and Milan, Elsie, Kevin and Franco, and Carl, the funniest guy in the room.
Hey, I'm pretty funny, too.
All right, you're funny, too, Peter. God, you know, I can't wait to do other shows with you guys. And I'd love to have you on another time to play your music. But I will be there with you in spirit this Thursday night for the Power of Consciousness event in Toronto, because I'll be on the live stream. And I'm sending big hugs to all of you and lots of love.
Big
Wonderful.
Hugs.
Much
so
love.
Love.
Big
love.
Hugs to you all. Thank you for your
help. Thanks,
love.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay.
Good night,
everybody. Good night, everyone. I know. I'm going to miss you.
Miss you, too.
Everybody. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For coming on. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Good night.
All we need is love. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
That's so sweet.
All we need is love.
Yeah. Don't forget to pray.
Oh, thank you so much, everyone. And yeah, that's a great reminder. Don't forget to play and just enjoy life and be in this beautiful oneness energy. And go to the event in Toronto if you're close by, or definitely live stream it, and we'll keep this wonderful energy going. So, all right, I guess I'm gonna go out with some music here. We're gonna put on one of my faves, Matthew Cosell. He is a sound healer. So I'm just going to say goodnight to everyone. Thanks so much for being with us. Thank you to everyone in the chat room. You're beautiful. We love you. And I love you all. So thanks for being with us on the CJ Miller Show. Good night, everyone.